center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Darryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Purdue Stadium, home of the Delmarva Shorebirds here in Salisbury, Maryland. Sam Jelinek with you. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Shorebirds and Red Sox getting ready for game 2-6 here this week after the rare Tuesday off day. Shorebirds, having played back on Monday, July the 4th, took a win into the off day, so they were very happy to sit back, relax, fire off any last fireworks that they had, and then come back here on Wednesday to try to put together back-to-back wins. Let's first flash back to Tuesday. Shorebirds came in with a 7-game losing streak, having dropped 6 in a row to Fredericksburg the week prior. They got swept, and then the Sunday before that, they had also lost to Lynchburg. Salem was coming in, having just lost to Lynchburg themselves, and looking for some revenge on the Shorebirds after it was Delmarva, after they got swept by the Hellcats a couple of weeks ago. They kept Salem out of the postseason. It was a tight contest through and through. Shorebirds with an early lead. Salem battled back. Isaac De Leon, Anthony Servideo, each hitting homers for the Shorebirds, while Salem got a 2-run sacrifice fly from Darryl Bellin. Take a 2-1 lead halfway through that one. Shorebirds took a 3-2 lead into the ninth, though. Salem rallied. Roberto Mexicano with an RBI single gave Salem the lead, and they had a chance, actually, to take the lead in the ninth inning after they tied it on the Mexicano single. First and third, nobody out, but Dylan Hyde was able to bear down. Struck out 3 in a row after putting men at the corners, got out of that ninth, and eventually we went to the 10th inning. Again, Hyde stranded the go-ahead run in scoring position, this time out at second, and gave the Shorebirds a chance to walk it off in the bottom of the 10th. Starting with the international tie-breaking runner out at second, Shorebirds able to maneuver him over to third. Heston Kerstad was then intentionally walked, putting in the corners for Noelbert Romero. The winning run, a ground ball to third. Roberto Martinez beat the throw to the plate, and Romero got doused out in between first and second by the Gatorade bath, as the Shorebirds went home winners by a final score of 4-3. Hyde, his first career win, while Luis Guerrero took the loss for the Red Sox. With the victory, Shorebirds are now 2-8 here in the second half, 23-52 overall in the season. Salem 5-5 here in the second half, 40-36 though on the season. So the Shorebirds trying to back it up with another win here today as they send Connor Grady to the mound to make the start. Grady 3-5 with a 6.51 ERA. Struggled his last time out against Fredericksburg, but prior to that, threw really well in his outing prior against Lynchburg. We'll try to right the ship here today. He goes up against Rady Sena on the mound for the Red Sox. Sena has pitched limited innings this season, just about 3 innings every time out, but he's been really good. No record, a 1.98 ERA here this season. The thing the Shorebirds did really well back on Monday was obviously their pitching. Gave up just 3 runs on 4 hits, and a big part of that was reliever Preston Price. Preston threw 2 scoreless innings, although they weren't the 2 scoreless innings that you typically see out of Preston Price. Got a lot of contact, a lot of weak contact, and part of that is because he's retooled his repertoire. He's going with new weapons out onto the mound. So, decided to catch up with Preston earlier today and talk about the pitcher that he has evolved into here in the past couple of weeks. So without any further ado, our pregame guest here today, it's Shorebirds reliever Preston Price.
Here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, we are joined by Shorebirds reliever Preston Price. Preston, you're coming off with 2 scoreless innings back on Monday, the July 4th game. That was an awesome atmosphere, an awesome win. Yes, you guys probably were right to do it in 9 innings, but walk-off wins are always fun. Mm-hmm. Does it ever get old, those kind of games?
No, those ones are pretty fun. I mean, yeah, like you said, it could have been done earlier, but, I mean, it happened. So, and it was still fun to be able to pull it out. I mean, everybody was super energized because of the crowd, and, yeah, it was probably our best game of the whole season.
And coming, you know, off air a little bit, but you kind of changed a little bit who you are as a pitcher. Coming into the season, it was 4-seam fastball slider mostly, and now all of a sudden you discover a 2-seam fastball. Mm-hmm. What goes into changing an arsenal mid-year like that?
Just looking at it and just seeing the results that it's had over the season, working with Joe, Colin, and Nick, and Richard, we all break it down and everything, and we just show that what we got from the information is that the 2-seam plays better. It just it's a better weapon for me, and it helps, and it also just complements my slider better too, because those can play off each other pretty well. And then also adding in a changeup. So just having those two basically new pitches is going to be, I feel like, very helpful to me, and it's going to make me more comfortable on the mound.
And I thought it was displayed pretty perfectly in your outing on Monday, because it was two scoreless, but no strikeouts, but also no walks. And when it comes down to it, name of the game in baseball is getting weak contact and getting outs. Does that change your mindset at all a little bit with the two-seam fastball, knowing that, okay, I might bust guys a little bit more as far as bats go. Swing misses might be a little bit harder to come by, but outs are outs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think that it just it makes me more comfortable just knowing that if it's the right pitch, if it's a good one that day, then I know that it'll be dipping down, so I know that that'll just create contact going into the ground, and then hopefully one of my guys behind me will get it. Yeah, I feel like with the four seam at times earlier in the season, I was just leaving it up too much, and that's why there was harder contact. But having the two seam just drop down more makes it way more comfortable.
This was something I learned way too late in my high school baseball career to actually make it matter, but I don't think of it because you're actually holding a baseball with a two-seam grip. Is that a lot of time, a two-seam fastball, you're not actually holding two seams. And the way that you're holding it right there, you're kind of offset onto the middle finger side. How much tinkering did you have to do to find the grip that produced the most sink and run for you?
It was every day. Throwing, I would just have to play with grips and see which one felt the most comfortable and also the one that produced the best. I mean, the one that I'm holding right here, yeah, like the, how you said, it's more off this one, being that the middle finger is going to be the last one on the ball. So this one helps me keep it and keep my fingers through the ball, basically, which would create that sink. And then, yeah, I've played with multiple grips, but I feel like this one is the one that works the best for me.
And the other thing that both of us noticed is that with the two-seam fastball, your velo has actually crept up a little bit, which is kind of contrary to most normal people. Mm-hmm. Have you figured out why that's the case, or is it just something you're saying, okay, well, let's run with it?
Apparently, I can't throw a four-seam correctly. Well, not, okay, they didn't say that, but it was just the way that it came off, it wasn't fluid. It wasn't coming off proper, and with my two-seam, how I have the natural run, it just comes off the fingers better, and everything's more in sync now. So having the more in sync motion with the fluidity of the ball coming off the fingers just really helps.
And aside from what you've been doing in-game, one thing that I've noticed down in the bullpen a little bit more is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like you've taken up a little bit more of a leadership mantle amongst some of the other relievers out in the bullpen as, you know, new faces have come in and things like that. Is that fun for you?
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I was, I mean, we got some guys on this team that are pretty young, but I mean, I remember when I was their age that if I was playing, I'd be pretty nervous too, so I just try to keep it as calm and cool as possible. Just not make it a stressful atmosphere for them and just make sure that they remember that it's just baseball. It's just a game.
Well, Preston, congrats on the good outing on Monday, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup here on the Shorebirds pregame show.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek with you. Again, a big thanks to Preston Price for joining us here on today's pregame show. Preston giving us a lot of insight into the life of a reliever and what it means to actually evolve as a pitcher. With that in our back pocket, let's go ahead and get you those Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First today for the Salem Red Sox, leading it off, Edinson Paulino will play third base. Brainer Bonassi is the second baseman. He'll bat second. Marcelo Meyer, the shortstop, bats third. Blaze Jordan, the first baseman, is the cleanup man. Then Eduardo Lopez in center. Tyler Miller in left. Ryan Gonzalez, the DH, bats seventh. Jonathan Diaz does the catching, hitting eighth. And Daryl Bellin, the right fielder, rounds it out, batting ninth for Ray DeSena on the mound for the Red Sox. On the flip side for the Shorebirds, the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup for tonight, Luis Valdez leads it off. He's in center field. Heston Kerstad in right field. Bats second. Elio Prado, the DH, hits third. Isaac De Leon is your cleanup man. He'll play third base. Anthony Servideo, he homered back on Monday. He'll play shortstop and bat fifth. Noelbert Romero, the second baseman, bats sixth. Steven Acevedo in left field is in the seventh slot. Wilkin Grullon does the catching, batting eighth here tonight. And then Creed Willems is the first baseman, batting ninth, rounding it out for Connor Grady on the mound for the Shorebirds. Shorebirds. For starting pitching matchup, Connor Grady on the hill for the Shorebirds. 3-5 with a 6.51 ERA. Brady Sena on the hill for the Red Sox. No record and a 1.98 ERA here this season. Shorebirds have taken the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside one final time. And when we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. Areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to a beautiful Wednesday evening here in Salisbury, Maryland. It's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball. Sam Jelinek here with you. Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox getting ready for game 2-6 here this week after a midweek break. Tuesday off day for the Shorebirds for the first and only time this season after playing on Monday, July the 4th. Shorebirds back at it with Connor Grady on the mound, trying to pick up their second straight win over Salem. Grady coming in with a 3-5 record, a 6.51 ERA. 6'2", 205 pounds, 23 years old, 18th round pick out of Florida State. He is on the mound for the Shorebirds, and this is the defense that lines up behind him. It's Steven Acevedo out in left field. Luis Valdez is out in center. Heston Kerstad in right. Isaac De Leon at third base. Anthony Servideo at shortstop. Noelbert Romero plays second with Creed Willems over at first. And Wilkin Grullon does the catching for Connor Grady on the mound. Connor, his last time out, very rough start against Fredericksburg last Wednesday. He went just 2-plus innings, allowing 6 runs, 4 earned on 5 hits. 2 walks, didn't strike anybody out. As Connor has kind of alternated the good and bad of late, he had thrown 5 innings of one-run baseball the week prior in Game 2 of that doubleheader against Lynchburg a couple Thursdays ago. But against Fredericksburg, just could not get in and then never recorded an out in the third inning when he gave up a 3-run double to Brandon Bossier, which ended up being the final batter he saw in the game. So we'll see if he has any better luck against Salem tonight. Shorebirds rocking their home white uniforms today on an extremely hot and muggy night. Rain in the forecast all day long, but clouds have parted, sunshine splashes the field, and we're ready to play some baseball. Edinson Paulino digs in from the left side. Grady the righty from the first base side of the rubber. The first pitch of the game is swung on and dribbled to the backstop at 7:04 to start us off. Paulino leading it off for the second straight game. Comes in two today, hitting 246. The 0-1, he swings and launches it high in the air down the first base line. Out to shallow right, second baseman Romero settles under it and puts it away for the first out of the game on just 2 pitches. Shorebirds, the classic home white look. Shorebirds in black across the front, outlined in orange. Same for the numbers on the front and back. Grady rocking the high black socks, and he goes with the primary cap logo, the long bird, on an all-black hat. Brainer Bonassi digs in, switch hitter batting left, and the first pitch breaking ball floats in down the middle for strike one. Bonassi had a late at-bat back on Monday's game, 0-1. He swings and hits a dribbler down the first baseline. Willems waits back on it, gloves, and flips to Grady at the bag at first. 4 pitches and 2 outs for Connor Grady. Bonassi had pinch run for Blaze Jordan back in the ninth inning of Monday's game and then struck out to actually end the top of the 10th. Brings up Marcelo Meyer, the shortstop, hitting third. Red Sox in their alternate red jerseys again, just like they wore back on Monday. Red Sox in navy blue across the front, same for the numbers in the back. Pitch from Grady to Meyer is a fastball up high for ball one. 2 outs, nobody on, top of the first. Grady looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Meyer from the left side, the pitch. He swings, rolls it over down the first baseline. Willems a sliding stop, gets up to his feet, flips to Grady at the bag for a 1-2-3 first inning. Creed Willems, a whale of a play behind the bag at first, and Connor Grady posts a scoreless inning. On to the bomb of the first, coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman in his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bomb of the first here from Salisbury. It's Salem nothing, and the Shorebirds coming to bat for the first time against Rady. Sena on the mound for the Red Sox. Sena on the hill for Salem, getting the start here today. No record, a 1.98 ERA for the diminutive righty. Goes into his wind. His first pitch of the game to Luis Valdez is a fastball inside to the left-handed batter. 94 for ball one. Valdez, Kerstad, and Prado here in the first. Wind up the 1-0. And Valdez chops it foul down the first base side. One ball and one strike. Sena making his sixth start. He hasn't gone longer than 3 innings in any of them this season, but he's been very sharp. 13 2/3 innings has given up just 11 hits. 1-1. Valdez swings and misses late on 95. It's 1-2. Sena, just 5'10", 160 pounds, has struck out 15 while walking just 4. First base side of the rubber, high Red Sox. Into his windup, the 1-2. And Valdez swings and misses, fastball up and out of the zone. Valdez down on strikes to begin the home half of the first. That brings up Heston Kerstad. Kerstad saw his 14-game hitting streak snap back on Monday as he went 0-for-4. Looked like he might have one final chance in extra innings, but it wasn't meant to be. First pitch to him. Misses down low for ball one. Kerstad came up to the plate, winning run at third, one out, and Luke Mons probably smartly. Salem dug out the pitch. Fastball is a little low for ball two. Decided to intentionally walk Kerstad. So while Heston has now reached actually in 15 straight, hitting streak now over. Heading the count here, 2-0. Sena the windup, here it comes. Fastball is way high for ball three. So overall in the season, Kerstad now hitting .418. 500 on base percentage, 500 even. OPS at 1,097. Outfield straight away for him, the 3-0. Fastball misses up and in, and Sena walks him on 4 pitches. So Kerstad has reached base safely now in 16 straight. Not too shabby. Defensive alignment for the Red Sox as Elio Prado strides the plate. It's Tyler Miller in left, Eduardo Lopez in center, Daryl Bellin in right. Edinson Paulino is at third. Marcelo Meyer at short with Brandon Bonassi over at second. Pitch home. Prado swings and misses late on the fastball. Strike one. Plays Jordan, plays first base, and Jonathan Prado back into the lineup after a day off on Monday. Right-handed hitter. Sena from the belt, the pitch. Breaking ball, misses down low for ball one. Prado was a late scratch back before Sunday's game against Fredericksburg. Still coming back from a little hamstring injury. The 1-1. Misses downstairs for ball two. On the season now, playing in his 20th game. Hitting 254, 662 OPS, no homers, and six driven in. He has Kerstad at first. One out, bomb of the first, and scoreless game. Santa's pitch. Prado swings and misses. Another fastball, 90-95. Foul tip held on to by Diaz. Two balls, two strikes. Sena look over at first, now comes ready. Here's the pitch. Fastball, called. Called strike three. Well, everybody confused there. Prado didn't think it was strike three. Home plate umpire didn't react like it was strike three. Evidently it was. Thought we had the count at 2-2. So Prado down on strikes, looking for the second out here in the first. Home plate umpire tonight is Corey Gerber. Crewmate Nobu Yasuta out in the field. Brings up Isaac De Leon, the third baseman. Kerstad at first, 2 outs. Sena from the belt, fires home. And it's a pitch down in the dirt, gets away from Diaz to the backstop. Kerstad up to second on the wild pitch. De Leon with a multi-hit game back on Monday. 2-for-4, a homer, run driven in. Now 5 homers on the season, 33 driven in, and for the first time, comes into a game hitting above 200 at 202. 699 OPS. Right on right matchup, the pitch. And Yasuda says he held up. 2-0 on De Leon with Kerstad out at second. No score here in the first. Shorebirds trying to get on the scoreboard first. Outfield straight away. 2-0. De Leon takes up high for ball three. De Leon right now actually tied for the Carolina League lead in walks with 56. Him and Jake Fox of Lynchburg. De Leon didn't walk back on Monday. Head of the count 3-0 here though. The pitch. De Leon a mammoth cut and a miss. 3-1. De Leon can put on a really impressive display during batting practice. It's just been about transferring it into game. It's a little bit of swing and miss. But also very patient at the plate. 3-1. Fastball outside, ball 4. There's walk number 57. And De Leon back in sole possession of the walk's lead here in the Carolina League. Men at first and second now for Anthony Servideo. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach, actually, Nick Green. Very early visit here to talk with Sena. Sena, like we said, it hasn't been reported exactly what injury it might have been, but so far this year, started the year late, and then once he finally did get started, he hasn't gone more than 3 innings. And that's each of his last 4 starts. His first outing was actually only 1 2/3. Like we said, those short bursts, he's been very effective during them. He's allowed just 2 runs in his past 12 innings on 9 hits and 3 walks, striking out 13. But at the same time, obviously, he's dealing with a very limited pitch count. Servideo, like De Leon, a 2-hit game on Monday with a homer. His first career round tripper banged it off the foul pole down the left field line. Left-handed batter, open stance. First and second, 2 outs. The pitch. Fastball on the inside corner for strike one. Servideo now 3-for-20 with the Shorebirds hitting 150. 3 driven in. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Catcher sets up, down and away. Here's Sena's pitch. Servideo checks his swing, breaking ball down in the dirt. 1-1. Noelbert Romero on deck if the Shorebirds can get that far in the inning. Obviously a low-scoring game back on Monday for the Shorebirds, but they did pound down 11 hits. Just didn't cash in that often. 1-1. Servideo swings and pops it up out of play. Third base side into the seats. Ball and two strikes. Zena's mostly flashed fastball curveball to this point. It's mixed in a changeup that's sitting about 89-90. See where he goes here on Servideo. First and second, two outs. Bottom of the first of a scoreless game. The pitch. Servideo checks his swing. He went around. Blocked by Jonathan Diaz at the plate. Pick it up. Tag out Servideo to end the inning. As Sena strikes out three, sandwiching them between two walks. After an inning of play, Salem nothing, Delmarva nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. This is the little moments where we show how much we care and with so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field. Call 219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Inning in the books here from Salisbury. Shorebirds and Red Sox scoreless after one. Two very starkly different first innings for Connor Grady and Rady Sena. Grady retiring the side in order in the first for the Shorebirds on three balls in play. Sena walking two and striking out three in his half of the first. Top of the second for Salem, 4-5-6, due up. The first pitch from Connor Grady to Blaze Jordan. It's a breaking ball down and away for ball one. Jordan, the first baseman, batting cleanup. Right-on-right matchup. Grady the wind. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball hit high in the air out to right center field, chasing Valdez back a couple of steps. Into the alley, the center fielder settles under it and puts it away for the first out here in the second. So, four in a row retired by Connor Grady to begin the game. Brings up Eduardo Lopez. Switch hitter stands in from the left side. Grady the windup. Here it comes. Breaking ball misses down and in for ball one. And although Grady has gotten a lot of contact to begin this game and hasn't thrown all that many pitches, right now with just nine pitches, he's already mixed it up pretty solidly. 1-0. Fastball misses down and in for ball two. Typically first time through an order, Grady will try to stick mostly fastball. But again, Salem, he's already flash the entire arsenal. 2-0. Change up on the outside corner. 2-1. Grady with a full five-pitch complement. Four-seam fastball, two-seam fastball, slider, curveball, and changeup. 2-1. Swung on and foul tipped the play that came off of Grullion, the catcher. 2-2. What Connor can run into a lot of the times as far as his trouble is that because he pitches to so much contact, a lot of times ends up not missing too many bats. Last start against Fredericksburg, a perfect example. You end up in those situations where hitters feel very comfortable knowing that something in the zone is coming next. 2-2 to Lopez. Fastball misses up and away for ball three. On the other end of the spectrum, though, this season, Grady has also tried to make sure that he doesn't fall into that trap, which has led to some outings. 3-2, misses down low, ball four, as Lopez walks with one out here in the second, where Grady has lost command. He's walked four batters now on three different occasions this season. And in fact, only three of his outings this season, he's failed to issue a walk. And for a guy who prides himself on his control back in college, he was top 15 in the nation in strikeout-to-walk ratio. Probably feels he needs to do a little better. First pitch to Tyler Miller is grounded through the hole right side and on into right for a base hit. Up to second goes Lopez. Miller aboard at first with a first pitch single. First hit of the game. Give Salem a little rally here with one out in the second. First and second with one away. So two on, one out. That brings up Ryan Gonzalez. Gonzalez, right-handed batter, the pitch. Just off the outside corner for ball one. Gonzalez, freshly added to the Salem roster, 6'2", 220. Coming up from the FCL, where he displayed pretty good power numbers as he swings at the 1-0 and his bat goes flying into the Shorebirds' dugout third base side. Big swing and a miss, and the bat helicopters all the way out to the Birds. And Trenton Craig will walk it all the way back to Gonzalez, back towards the right-handed batter's box. If you're a little sleepy because it's a muggy, hot day, you're trying to get some rest in the Shorebirds' dugout, you were just brutally awoken. So the count's 1-1 on Gonzalez. DHing today. First and second, one out. Top of the second, no score for now. Slightly open stance from the right side. The pitch is a big swing and a miss. 1-2. Shorebirds with their middle infield at double play depth. Outfield straight away. Grillon sets up high and away the pitch. Misses down and away. 2-2. Grady got the first 4 outs of the game on 9 pitches. Now in the 10 since, men at first and second, one out. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on a breaking ball in the dirt. Grillon picks it. Gonzalez out, although he tries to break for first anyways. First base already occupied. Big strikeout for Grady. Second out here in the second. Still runners at first and second. Brings up the catcher, Jonathan Diaz. He stands in from the left side. First and second, 2 outs, top of the second. Scoreless game for now. The pitch misses down and away for ball one. Diaz hitting .222 on the season, just 2-for-9. He's only played in 2 games thus far. Was very recently activated off the developmental list. The pitch misses up and away for ball two. Last time he played was first day in July, July 1st, went 2-for-5 with a double. Hand sailed low, open stance, Grady from the belt, the pitch. Fastball is high for ball three. This is where Grady sometimes can lose his command to touch. Already walked Lopez earlier in the frame. Now 3-0 on Diaz. The 3-0. On the outside corner, two-seamer slices the edge. 3-1. First and second, 2 outs for the Red Sox. Diaz at the plate, the pitch. He takes, backdoor breaking ball, finds the corner. 3 balls, 2 strikes. So the runners will be off in the pitch. Grady trying to escape a second inning jam. Scoreless game for now. Grady ready, looks to second. Runners go, the 3-2, and Diaz chops it down the first baseline by the sliding stop of Willems and on into foul territory towards the Red Sox bullpen. One run scores. Around third, here comes Miller to score, and it's a two-run double for Jonathan Diaz, tucked just inside the first baseline. And the Red Sox strike first. It's Salem 2, Delmarva nothing here in the top of the second. Nearly identical to the same play that Willems was able to make in the first inning. Diaz with his second double of the season, his first RBIs, as the first pitch breaking ball misses down and away to Darryl Bellin. This time, unfortunately, Creed can't come up with it. It's now Bellin, the nine-hole hitter. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. 1-1. Bellin drove in two runs on Monday. Without the benefit of a hit. Two-run sacrifice fly on a deep drive out to right center. 1-1. Cut on and missed again. Same breaking ball. Bellin can't lay off. 1-2. Bellin 6-4 from the right side. Man at second, two outs. The pitch, he swings and pops it up behind home. That'll get up and out of play. Count remains at 1-2. One, two again. And Bellin takes down and in. Two balls, two strikes. Two runs home in the inning for Salem on Jonathan Diaz's two-out, two-run double. Now 2-2 on Bellin. The pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball down and away. Grady strikes him out. Two runs coming to score for the Red Sox on Diaz's double. After an inning and a half, Salem 2, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
All right, fans, it's now time for the celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Dinos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bomb of the second from Salisbury. It's now Salem 2, Delmarva nothing. Jonathan Diaz, a two-run double for the Red Sox with two outs in the top of the inning. Gets the scoring started in this one. Shorebirds had their chance in the first, two on, two out, but third strike out of the frame for Regis Sena as he set down Anthony Servideo. Got him out of the jam. Noelbert Romero leads it off for the Shorebirds here in the second. 6-7-8 due up. Sena, the righty, into his wind. His first pitch to Romero is cut on and popped up behind home. I'll reach the seats. Strike one. Romero coming into the day, hitting 221. OPS right now sitting at 655. 0-1. Breaking ball misses high and tight for ball one. Seven homers, 28 driven in for Romero. The seven homers actually leads the Shorebirds. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball down and away for ball two. Santa struggled with control back in the first inning. So he alternated strikeout and walks. Two walks, three strikeouts. Ball was never put in play against him. 2-1. Romero swings, and it's a chopper softly down the third base side. Santa off the mound, fields, and fires a dart to first to retire Romero for the first out here in the second. Brings up the left fielder, Steven Acevedo. Acevedo batting seventh, hitting 143 with the Shorebirds, a 507 OPS. One homer, two driven in. Big right-handed batter, 6'4", 180. Santa the windup, the pitch. Fastball misses high for ball one. Bright pink arm sleeve for Acevedo on his lead arm. 1-0. Fastball is again up and in for ball two. Two and zero the count on Acevedo. One out, nobody on. Santa deals home. Acevedo swings and misses. Same fastball from basically the first two pitches, a little bit lower, but still up and out of the zone. Acevedo couldn't lay off. It's 2-1. 2-1 pitch. Acevedo again, same pitch, swings through it. 2-2. One out, nobody on. Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox. 2-0, last of the second. Santa, first base side of the rubber, deals home. And Acevedo takes up and away. 3-2. On deck, Wilken Grujon. Santa gets his sign, the 3-2. And Acevedo fouls it back. Finally got on time with the fastball, albeit just a tick late still. Shorebirds trying to follow up Monday's win with a second win in a row. It's been a good amount of time since the Shorebirds had back-to-back wins. 3-2. Acevedo can't lay off. Fastball up and out of the zone. Chased after it. Tried to hold back. A little three-quarter swing. He's down on strikes. Fourth punch out of the game already for Santa. Last time the Shorebirds won back-to-back games, you have to go all the way back to the beginning of June, and now it looks like Santa might be hurt. Both the pitching coach, Nick Green, manager Luke Montz, and the athletic trainer, Jacob Lohman, head out for Salem to the mounds. I didn't see anything in particular with Santa after he threw the pitch that indicated that something was wrong, but given how few innings he's thrown this season, I'm going to guess that even if he says he's okay, it looks like he's almost acting like it was his leg. And for now, it looks like he's staying in the game. Throw a couple of pitches here to see whether or not he still feels okay. Fastball velo just a little down on the first pitch at 93, but he says everything's good to go. He waves everybody off and says, let me be okay. Let me go. So not exactly sure what that was about, but Santa stays in the game. Two outs, nobody on, and Wilken Grujon comes into bat. Anyways, last time that the Shorebirds had back-to-back wins was the beginning, technically, of June. Although it was very weird back-to-back wins. Pitch to Wilken Grujon's a breaking ball that flips in at the top of the zone for strike one. Shorebirds won on what was technically the June 3rd game against Myrtle Beach, 0-1. Grujon has his knees buckled. Breaking ball outside corner, 0-2. And then one on June 4th against Myrtle Beach again. The only problem was those games actually weren't even played consecutively. 0-2. Grujon lays off high for ball one. That June 3rd game was actually completed on June 5th. So if you want to talk about true back-to-back wins, you got to go all the way back to May. 1-2. Grullón takes. Breaking ball just off the outside corner. Grullón gets the benefit of the doubt there. 2-2. Grullón hitting .333 with the Shorebirds. 10 for 30. Four doubles and a homer. Right-handed batter, the 2-2. Fastball misses outside. Again, a close pitch. Grullón gets the benefit of the doubt. 3-2. Grullón, deep squat from the right side. Here's the 3-2. And Grullón swings and pops it up out of play, first base side. Two outs, nobody on. Shorebirds down 2-0. Bottom of the second. Sena the windup. Here's the pitch. Fastball way outside for ball four. So after Sena nearly sits down Grullón on three pitches, he ends up walking him. That extends the inning for Creed Willems. And now manager Luke Montsens out to the mound again. With both the pitching coach and the athletic trainer, I don't think Sena's going to get away from this one. And already Salem is calling somebody in from the bullpen. And Sena's going to leave this game. Whether or not he wants to. And we have an early TechNet call to the bullpen. So we'll go ahead, take a break, and this might be a while. Take at least a couple of minutes for this fresh arm to get loose. But anyways, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 2-0. New arm on the mound for Salem on the TechNet call to the bullpen here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by theshore.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Bomb the second still from Salisbury. A TechNet called the bullpen an early one as Radiz Sena leaves, evidently due to injury. Nobody really seems to be able to pin down what it was that forced him out, but he's done after just an inning and two-thirds. Brian Lucas relieves him on the TechNet called the pen. Wilkin Grullón's at first, and Creed Willems at the plate swings at the first pitch and drives in the air to deep right center field. Right fielder Bellin, though, a beat on it. He makes the catch in front of the warning track in right center, and as easy as Brian Lucas came on, he comes off the mound. Just one pitch to wrap up the second inning. After two complete, it's Salem 2, Delmarva nothing, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Shorebirds are in town this week, and on Thursday, July 7th, it's a Maryland Pride hat giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. July 8th is the Sheriff Lewis bobblehead giveaway presented by YDI Apparel and Yard Designs, Inc. And on July 9th, it's Fireworks and Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Pepsi. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Bucks here from Salisbury. It's Salem 2 and Delmarva nothing. Sam Jelinek here with you. Shorebirds and Red Sox game 2-6 here this week, Wednesday night. Connor Grady on the bump for the Shorebirds. Top of the order due up for the Red Sox. First pitch to Edinson Paulino is stung on the ground but right to the second baseman Romero. He gobbles it up, throws to first. Retires Paulino on just one pitch. He's 0-2. Grady trying to bounce back from two runs in the second, coming in on two outs on Jonathan Diaz, two-run double. Here's Brenair Bonassi, grounded to first, his first time up and taking the whole way. Launches an off-speed pitch down the middle for strike one. Salem 2, Delmarva nothing. Bonassi from the left side, the 0-1. He swings and fouls it back for strike two. Bonassi on the season hitting 248. 690 OPS, no homers, 23 driven in. 0-2. Fastball misses high. Ball and two strikes. Marcelo Meyer on deck. Shadows now covering the majority of the field at this point. Scattered clouds up ahead, ranging from light blue to dark blue. The pitch down and away. Changeup can't get Bonassi to chase. Two balls, two strikes. Grady, two strikeouts through two and a third innings. Has walked one, given up two hits. 2-2. Two-seamer is high and outside for ball three. Grady feeling out his fingers there, a little sweaty, goes to the rosin bag. He is rocking long black sleeves on what has got to be hottest first pitch of the season at home for the Shorebirds. 3-2. Breaking ball just a shade high. Grady can't get the call. He walks Bonassi. One out here in the third, a man at first for Marcelo Meyer. Meyer grounded to first his first time up on a sweet play by Creed Willems back to the bag, a sliding stop. Now, though, Willems has to hold on the runner, so a little bit less reaction time. The pitch is down 1-0. Meyer came into the game hitting 291, 898 OPS. Seven homers, 29 driven in. Square stance. Grady's pitch. Two-seamer at the bottom of the zone, a called strike one. Meyer saw his prospect ranking shoot up a little bit today. As far as MLB Pipeline 1 is concerned, now number 10. As the rankings were reshuffled here at the midway point of the season. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him on a changeup. 1-2. Orioles were also beneficiaries of the new rankings. Gunnar Henderson was vaulted all the way up to number 5. Orioles now with two prospects in the top 5. 1-2. Meyer reaches forward and lines it the other way down the left field line. That's a base hit and goes all the way to the corner. Bonacci flying around third. He'll come into score standing, and Meyer into second with an RBI double. Makes it Salem 3, Delmarva nothing here in the third. Just a wonderful piece of hitting by Meyer. Off-speed pitch just a little bit up in the zone, but a couple inches off the outside corner. He just reached out, poked it the other way, lined it with force. Drives in his 30th run of the season. And it's 3-0 Salem here in the third. Man at second for Blaze Jordan. First pitch from Grady's. A slider just a hair low for ball one. Jordan hitting 301 on the season, 8 homers, 42 driven in. 858 OPS. Square stance from the right side. Takes up nearly the entire box. The pitch. It's on the outside corner, 1-1. Ball and a strike on Jordan. Meyer at second. The pitch. Jordan swings and fouls it off. Ball and two strikes. Shorebirds now in a 3-0 hole. Salem 3 hits. Shorebirds still looking for their first hit of the ball game. 1-2. Slider down in the dirt. Jordan can't lay off. Tried to check his swing. Went around. Grullion, nice pick. Keeps it in front. Third strikeout of the game for Grady. Two away here in the third. Brings up Eduardo Lopez. He walked with one out in the second. That led to the first run that Grady gave up in the game. Switch hitter from the left side. Meyer at second, the pitch. Two-seamer misses low. Ball one. Lopez, 4 homers and 13 driven in. Hitting 243, a 718 OPS. Grady will look to second, now throws. And Lopez rolls it on the ground, just foul. Down the first base side. Ball and a strike. Lopez, a calm stance, raises the bat off his back shoulder. Grady deals, and Lopez checks his swing, change up down and away. He's able to lay off. Count 2-1. New baseball is delivered to our home plate umpire. Grady trying to find his way out of this third inning with no more damage. RBI double for Meyer. He's still out at second. The pitch. It's down in the dirt, blocked by Grullion nicely. And one of those fresh delivered baseballs immediately into the game. Outfield straight away for Lopez. Meyer shadowed by Servideo out at second. Grady from the belt, the pitch. On the inside, Corey balls, two strikes. Three and two on Lopez. Two outs, top of the third, man at second, the pitch. He swings and chops it foul down the first base side. Three balls, two strikes. Grady, who needed just 9 pitches to get through first inning and a third tonight, now at 53. Red Sox have really made him work hard here in the past inning plus. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Gone with the breaking ball. Back-to-back strikeouts for Grady as he strands Meyer out at second. Does it for the Red Sox here in the third, but a run comes in to score on Marcelo Meyer's RBI double. On to the bomb in the third. It's Salem 3, Delmarva nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys! I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league! Oh! I love this guy!
What's your name?
You know what I love?
a ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car.
Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Shorebirds are in town this week, and on Thursday, July 7th, it's a Maryland Pride hat giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. July 8th is the Sheriff Lewis bobblehead giveaway presented by YDI Apparel and Yard Designs, Inc. And on July 9th, it's fireworks and a Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Pepsi. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Top of the order due off of the Shorebirds as they trail the Red Sox 3-0 here in the last of the third. Brian Lucas on the mound now for Salem after Brady Sena goes just an inning and two-thirds. Lucas needed just one pitch to retire Creed Willems out of the bullpen to end the second. His first pitch to Luis Valdez. This is down and in for ball one. Valdez struck out his first time up against Sena. Switch hitter batting left. The pitch. Fastball is way inside for ball two. Valdez with a two-hit game back on Monday. 2-for-5, a double, and a run driven in. 2-0. He swings and hits it softly in the air to shallow center. Center fielder Lopez wanders in and makes the catch with one hand for the first out here in the third. One up, one down for Lucas here in the third. That brings up Heston Kerstad. Kerstad walked his first time up, was stranded out at second to end the first inning. Left-handed batter, the pitch. It's on the outside corner for strike one. Kerstad, two homers, 12 driven in. He's 28 for his first 67 with the Shorebirds. 0-1. Breaking ball, backs up just off the outside corner, 1-1. Elio Prado on deck. Shorebirds down 3-0 the third. The pitch. This is down and in. Lucas from the stretch with nobody on. Righty set of the belt. The 2-1. And Kerstad flies it out of play left field side. 2-2. Lucas out on the hill. Right-handed pitcher. 6-2, 160. 24 years old. So far this season, his first appearance actually here with Salem. 2-2. Kerstad dribbles it to the backstop. Stays alive at 2-2. Lucas has pitched in 7 games prior to today across Greenville and FCL. Pitched in 1 game at High A, throwing 2/3 of an inning. The pitch, and Kerstad rounds it off the Red Sox dugout. First base side. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lucas pitched in 6 games down in the FCL this season, going 1-0 with a 1.74 ERA. 2-2. And Kerstad again fouls off a breaking ball in the box. Count remains at 2-2. 10 in the third innings, Lucas struck out 15 and walked just one. He gave up 3 hits and 2 runs. 2-2. Fastball misses down and in. And Kerstad's worked it full. Three and two on Heston Kerstad. One out, nobody on. Shorebirds down 3-0 here in the third. The pitch. And Kurzdent slams it out of play, left field side. Count remains 3-2. Lucas has been in the Red Sox system since way back in 2018. Pitched in the DSL, then in 2019 was at low A. 3-2, misses down low for ball four. And Kurzdent walks for the second time tonight. 2019, when he pitched with short season Lowell, went 5-6 with a 5.47 ERA. 54 and a third innings, struck out just 44. But since 2019, he spent all of last year down the FCL. Pitched well, 1-0 record, a 2.92 ERA. First pitch to Elio Prado. Breaking ball just outside for ball one. So Lucas has kind of wandered through the wilderness within the Red Sox organization. 1-0. Fastball misses outside for ball two. Kurzdent at first, one out for Prado. Shorebirds down 3-0 here in the bottom of the third. Prado struck out looking his first time up. Middle infield at double play depth, the pitch. Breaking ball backs up inside for ball three. In 11 innings total this season, Lucas has walked just two. Having already walked Kurzdent here, about to almost equal it against Prado. 3-0. Misses down low, ball four, and he does. Back-to-back walks by Brian Lucas. He had walked just two in his prior 10 innings, and out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Nick Green. And the Salem bullpen might possibly be turning into a revolving door here tonight. Plan obviously wasn't for Rady Sena to go just an inning and two-thirds, and actually coming into the day, the plan was for Sena to pitch and then Tyler Uberstein to come on after him. But Uberstein just got promoted to High A Greenville. Red Sox did add another pitcher to the roster. So they added another De La Rosa, not Osvaldo. The second De La Rosa to the roster. So Salem did replace an arm down there, but still. Tonight for the Red Sox. First pitch to Isaac De Leon. Fastball down and away for ball one. Lucas has now missed with six in a row. De Leon walked his first time up, king of the Carolina League in free passes. 57 of them. The pitch. Fastball can't get the call. At the knees. 2-0 on De Leon. Shorebirds down 3-0 last of the third. First and second, one out. The pitch. It's down and away in the dirt. And Lucas's control has completely evaporated. Three balls, no strikes. De Leon, the cleanup man, with Anthony Servideo on deck. The pitch. Fastball down low below the zone for ball four. Nine straight out of the zone for Lucas. And the bases are loaded with one out for Anthony Servideo. And I think Luke Mons checking to see if the bullpen's ready. And he's staring out there saying, hey, let's hurry this up. Trying to see who it is warming out in the Salem bullpen. Looks like a number 21. Which would be Blake Lubier. It's now Anthony Servideo. Base is loaded, one out. Here's the pitch. And Servideo takes a strike. Barely. Bottom of the zone. Servideo struck out looking his first time up. The pitch. He swings and lines it through the whole right side. That's a base hit. Kurzdent scores. Prado stops at third. The throw in cut off by Blaze Jordan. And Anthony Servideo gets the birds on the board with a line drive single to right. It's Salem 3, Delmarva 1. Line keeps on moving for the Shorebirds. Four straight have reached. And the base is still loaded now for Noelbert Romero. Middle infield plays back at double play depth for the right-handed batter. Romero grounded back to the mound his first time up the pitch. Fastball is high and away at 91. Romero leads the Shorebirds with 7 homers this season. Base is juiced, one out. The pitch. Romero a big swing and a miss. Out in front of a fastball. Ball into strike. Shorebirds down 3-1 last of the third. Base is loaded, one out, the pitch. Romero takes a called strike. Top of the zone, outside corner. 1-2. Lucas has allowed 4 straight base runners, 3 walks and a single. Base is loaded, one out. Here's backs up off the inside corner. 1-2. Romero against his old ball club. Many of his old friends, many of the same players who were part of his signing class back in 2018 on the Salem roster. And Noelbert trying to show him up, show what life's like in the Orioles system. 2-2. Fastball down and away in the dirt. And the count's full. Nowhere to put Romero. Base is loaded, one out. Prado at third, De Leon at second, Servideo at first. 3-2 on Romero. Here's the pitch, and Romero swings and misses. Fastball down the middle. Got the pitch he wanted. Just couldn't punish it. And with that, there's two away here in the third. The Shorebirds only get one from the situation, though. It felt like they let Brian Lucas off the hook. Base is still loaded for Steven Acevedo. The pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Acevedo, a little check swing. Evidently didn't matter. Caught the edge. Acevedo struck out his first time up. Base is loaded, 2 outs. The pitch. And Acevedo flails away at a breaking ball. 0-2. Shorebirds with one home in the frame, trail at 3-1. Base is loaded, 2 outs. Don't want to leave them loaded. 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Nice block by Diaz to his right. Ball and 2 strikes. One and two on Acevedo. Base is juiced, 2 outs. Lucas the set. Here it comes. And Acevedo pops it up behind home at the press box. Carry him right back down. Ballman 2 strikes. Lucas to the ready. Down the hill, the 1-2 again. And Acevedo fouls it back just to our right now in the press box. 1-2. Shorebirds down by 2, bottom of the third. Trying to come through with the bases loaded. Here's the 1-2 again. Swing and a miss. Got him on a breaking ball in the dirt. Diaz blocks it, tags out Acevedo. And the Shorebirds leave him loaded here in the third. They do get a run on an Anthony Servideo RBI single, though. So on to the fourth. It's now Salem 3, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellinick on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options and one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the fourth, it's now Salem 3 and Delmarva 1. Shorebirds get one run in the third inning after loading the bases with one out. Better than nothing. Still disappointed to leave them loaded. Anthony Servideo, an RBI single. Connor Grady back to work with his team down two. Tyler Miller leads it off for the Red Sox. Left-handed batter. First pitch to him. Changeup misses down and away for ball one. Miller singled and scored his first time up, part of that two-run second inning for the Red Sox. Grady the Rock, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, got him with a breaking ball outside. 1-1. 3 runs, 3 hits, no errors for the Red Sox. 1 run, 1 hit, and no errors for the Shorebirds. Grady the wind, here it comes. And Miller swings and misses, breaking ball down and in. 1-2, Grady with 4 strikeouts here tonight. It's most since he struck out 6 against Lynchburg back on June the 23rd. Grady the wind, the pitch. Fastball misses high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 6-7-8 in the order for Salem. Grady's delivery. And Miller swings and misses. Got him on a breaking ball down. That's now 3 straight strikeouts for Connor Grady. 2 in a row to end the third, and now 1 to open the fourth. Brings up the DH, Brian Gonzalez. Grady struck him out his first time up. Was first strikeout of the game for Grady. First pitch. Swing and a miss. A hearty cut from Gonzalez. He tried to pummel that baseball. 0-1. Gonzalez just called up to FCL. 0-1. Same swing, same result. Breaking ball down and away. Gonzalez swinging out of his shoes. It's 0-2. Outfield straight away. Infield straight up. Gonzalez, right-handed batter. Grady the Rock, the pitch. Breaking ball just a little high. 1-2. And now Blake Lubier continuing to throw out in the Salem bullpen. Seems as if he'll come on when this game goes to the bottom of the fourth. 1-2. And it's belted deep down the right field line. That'll slice out of play. Count remains at 1-2. Grady trying to rush a fastball by Gonzalez. Well, late on it. Grady has struck out 3 in a row. 1 out, top of the fourth. The 1-2 again. Breaking ball is hammered. Deep into left field. Acevedo going back in front of the warning track. He puts it away for the second out of the inning. Just off the end of the bat for Gonzalez. Grady able to get him to fly out to left. 2 away. Brings up the catcher, Jonathan Diaz. He's done the most damage tonight for Salem. RBI double. Or 2-run double down the right field line, I should say. Takes the first pitch down low. Actually, he went around. Ooh, that is a very tough ruling on Diaz on the check swing. 0-1. 0-1. Fastball pops the mitt. Can't get the call, though. Looked like it had the knees. 1-1. 2 outs, nobody on. Shorebirds down 3-1 to the Red Sox, top of the fourth. The pitch. Breaking ball is down and away. 2 balls, 1 strike. Grady angles himself off towards the third base side. The pitch. Fastball can't get back to the inside edge. Tried to run the two-seamer from the hip to the corner. 3-1. Grady has walked 2 in the game. Struck out 5. 3-1. Ripped on the ground to Willems at first, down to a knee. He's able to spear it, gets up, takes it to the bag himself. retires Diaz. That's a 1-2-3 inning for Connor Great. Fourth, Blake Lubier coming on for the Red Sox. It's Salem 3, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Independence Day, fireworks, ballpark, classics, and Shorebirds baseball. Nothing can get better than that. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Monday, July 4th for the biggest, greatest, and most unforgettable fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds Special Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros. Construction, Inc. Tickets are selling fast, so don't forget to save time. Buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Salem 3, Delmarva 1 as we go to the bottom of the fourth here from Purdue Stadium. A TechNet call to the bullpen kicks off the frame. Blake Lubier takes over for Brian Lucas, who goes an inning and a third. Allows one run on one hit, three walks, two strikeouts. Wilkin Grillo, the first man to face Lubier, and he swings at a pitch up above his eyes. Fouls it back and out of play for strike one. 8-9-1 due up to face Lubier, right-handed, making his 19th appearance out of the pen. 0-1 with a 6.21 ERA here this season. 0-1. Grillo swings and misses, breaking ball in the outside corner. No balls, two strikes. Grillo walked his first time up after actually being in an 0-2 hole. 0-2. He swings and pops it up towards the Shorebirds dugout. Third base side, that gets out of play. No balls, two strikes. Lubier in 29 innings has struck out 22 but walked 18. 39 hits, 23 runs, 20 earns. 0-2. Grillo can't lay off a breaking ball down and away. A half-hearted swing comes up empty. One batter, one strikeout for Lubier. There's one out here in the fourth. Brings up Creed Willems batting 9. Found the order here in the inning for the Shorebirds. Willems fly to deep right center his first time up and swings at the first pitch here and skies it to the left side of the infield. Third baseman Paulino calling for it and reaching away from his body to his left. Able to put the squeeze on it. Quickly, there's two away here in the fourth. Lineup flips the top in Luis Valdez. Valdez on a little six-game hitting streak. Had a base hit in every game played last week against Fredericksburg. Hit back on Monday. Two hits, actually, against Salem back on Monday. But 0 for 2 tonight. Switch hitter batting left in the first pitch. He swings and chops it into the ground behind home. No balls, one strike. Shorebirds down 3-1, bottom of the fourth. Lubier, full wind, first base side of the rubber, the pitch. And Valdez, a little corkscrew down the third baseline. Foul ball, though. Felipe Rojas Jr., the Shorebirds manager, immediately comes in to argue with the home plate umpire Corey Gerber as Paulino dove across the line. I've seen him all season. And Felipe can't believe it. Felipe wants an appeal. But he just throws his hands up in frustration. The ball was corkscrewed down the third baseline with a whole lot of English on it, side spin. And as Paulino dove to his right, looked like he dove across the line when he met the baseball. Remember, it's all about when Paulino touches the baseball, not where the baseball was. And Felipe thinks that Paulino got it in fair territory. And that's what the call's going to be. And that's what everybody at Purdue Stadium also thinks. So 0-2 on Valdez instead of a potential extra base hit. See if he can rebound. 0-2. It's down in the dirt, goes to the backstop. Ball and two strikes. So a tough break for the Shorebirds there. Loubier the rock. Here's the pitch. And Valdez lines it the other way, slices out of play. And the crowd ingests on Corey Gerber asking if that's a foul ball too. Two outs, bottom four. 0-2 again. And Valdez strokes it on the ground into center, a base hit. Valdez comes back from the potential missed call. Gets on base himself with a single to center. He's now hit in seven in a row. And he extends the inning for Heston Kerstad. With two outs and Kerstad coming to bat, we'll see how aggressive Valdez wants to be running from first. He's the Carolina League leader in stolen bases with 36. Kerstad at the plate, hitting over 400 this season. Loubier high set, throws over to first, and Valdez dives back to the bag safely. Kerstad has walked twice tonight. He's now reached in 15 straight games. First pitch. Kerstad, a base hit. Valdez up to second. He holds there. Lopez fires it into the cutoff man. Back-to-back two-out hits for the Shorebirds. Kerstad his first hit of the day. And the Shorebirds now with the tying run at first and two away for Elio Prado. Prado 0-for-1. He walked as well back in the third. That was when Lucas walked three in a row. He struck out looking back in the first. 3-0 hitter for the Shorebirds. Right-handed batter. Loubier looks to second the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked to Diaz's right. Runners take off. The throw goes to second, and Kerstad is out. Kerstad trying to take second on the wild pitch. Valdez had third. Diaz throws him out to the trail runner. And the Shorebirds threat extinguished here in the frame. After four completed, Salem 3, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com. The Shorebirds are in town July 6th through the 10th at Purdue Stadium as they take on the Salem Red Sox. On Thursday, July 7th, it's a Maryland Pride hat giveaway presented by Spencer Bros Construction, Inc. July 8th is the Sheriff Mike Lewis bobblehead giveaway presented by YDI Apparel and Yard Designs, Inc. And official Shorebirds Orange Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Pepsi. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Monday, July 4th for the biggest and best fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds Special Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Four innings have come and gone between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. It's Salem 3, Delmarva 1. Connor Grady back to work here in the fifth against the Red Sox in his first pitch to Daryl Bellin. This is down and away for ball one. Bellin, Paulino, and Bonassi here in the frame, 9-1-2. Pellin struck out his first time up. Grady's 1-0. Fastball misses down and away for ball two. Grady has given up three runs on three hits to this point. He's walked a couple, struck out five. The pitch cut on and missed. And with the 2-0 breaking ball, Bellin way out in front, 2-1. Bellin with two driven in yesterday on a sacrifice fly. Just 6-for-61 this season, though. That's an .098 average, 2-1. Curveball is down and away. Three balls, one strike. Grady struck out. Bellin his first time up. Three balls, one strike. Grady the rock, here it comes. Fastball on the inside corner. Bellin thought it was ball four, but he'll stay put. 3-2. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Sun starting to set. Almost 8:30 here on the East Coast. 3-2. Breaking ball, called strike three. Grady flips it in on the inside black. Bellin can't pull the trigger. It was a few parting words of the home plate umpire, Corey Gerber, who is certainly not found a safe space on either side of the diamond tonight. Shorebird's getting on him. Red Sox getting on him now for the strike zone. There's one away here to begin the fifth. Top of the order, Edinson Paulino digs in. First pitch fastball. Six strikeouts for Grady. That's one off, both a season and career high. Seven against Augusta back on April 30th. 0-1, big wave and a miss by Paulino. Breaking ball down and away. No balls, two strikes. Paulino 0-for-2 is popped out and grounded out. That's from the left side, the pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. Grady gets him on a breaking ball down and away. Back-to-back strikeouts for Grady here in the frame. And he's now tied a career high with seven. Two gone here in the fifth. It's now seven in a row retired by Grady as well. Here's Brainerd Bonassi, switch hitter batting left, takes a rip at the first pitch and fouls it back for strike one. Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 3-1 here in the top of the fifth. Bonassi 0-for-1, walked and scored back in the third. Grady locked in on the mound. He's retired seven in a row. Here's the pitch. Bonassi takes at the knees. Breaking ball, Grady gets the call. It's 0-2. Trying to strike out the side in the fifth and set a new career high with 8 Ks. 0-2 on Bonassi. Here's the pitch. Just high with a fastball. Can't get him to chase. 1-2. Ball and two strikes on Bonassi. Grady the rock. Here it comes. And Bonassi takes a changeup outside. Two balls, two strikes. Grady a long look in. Now the 2-2. Breaking ball is spiked in. Bonassi not even tempted. Count runs full. Grady has walked two here tonight, trying to avoid a free pass with 2 outs in the fifth. The 3-2. Bonassi hits it in the air out to right center. Kirst had a good jump back into the alley. The right fielder able to flag it down in the gap. Retire Bonassi, and Connor Grady is now retired 8 in a row. Halfway home in this one, on to the bottom of the fifth. It's Salem 3, Delmarva 1, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Home half of the fifth. Halfway through this one is the first pitch to Elio Prado from Blake Lubier. Lubier is popped into shallow left. Shortstop Meyer backtracks and puts it away in shallow left for the first out here in the fifth. Prado retired on one pitch. He was at the plate when Heston Kerstad was caught trying to take second on a wild pitch to end the fourth. Shorebirds had a little two-out rally brewing then, but mounted to nothing after Kerstad was caught. So Prado falls to 0-2, and that brings up Isaac De Leon, who doesn't have an official AB tonight. 0-0, two walks. First corner for strike one. Hector Perez is loosening out in the Shorebirds' bullpen. Looks like Connor Grady is going to be done after five innings. Very solid five innings, though. 0-1. De Leon tries to check his swing, but fouls it back over the netting into the seats. It's 0-2. De Leon has walked twice, as the Shorebirds have accumulated a fair amount of free passes. Six of them, plus three singles. There's just one run up on the scoreboard. The pitch. Fastball misses high. 1-2. One out, nobody on for De Leon. Shorebirds cleanup man. Birds trailing 3-1. 1-2 pitch. De Leon takes. Just a little outside. Breaking ball, can't get the call. 2-2. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Lubier, the righty, turns from the first base side the pitch. Back to the breaking ball that's in the dirt this time. De Leon with an easy take. It's 3-2. Three and two on De Leon, one out, bottom of the fifth. Lubier gets his sign, hands together at the letters, leg kick the pitch, and De Leon hits it high in the air, down the right field line, twisting towards the Red Sox bullpen, the right fielder Bellin towards the mounds, is able to put it away right in front of them. Foul territory. Good job keeping its concentration. Two away here in the fifth. It's always a tough play when you're maneuvering towards not just bullpens on the field, but bullpens on the field that you don't call home. Bellin did a good job knowing his surroundings, given that he's been here just a couple of days. Didn't get panicked, didn't get spooked. It's two away here in the frame. There's Anthony Servideo in the first pitch. He takes a big rip, fouls it back for strike one. Servideo 1-for-2 with an RBI single. His last time up. The only run of the game for the Shorebirds. They stranded the bases loaded that inning. Had quite a few opportunities. Haven't cashed in a lot. 0-1. 1-1. Shorebirds so far in the game have now stranded 7. 1-1. Servideo fouls it back. Pitch up and away. Trying to get his arms extended to it. It's 1-2. Two outs, nobody on for Servideo. It's Salem 3, Delmarva 1. Both team with three hits, but Salem with three runs. Right on left matchup, Servideo open stands from the left side. 1-2. Fastball misses up and away, two balls, two strikes. Servideo taps the plate, digs back in. Orange shin guard, white batting gloves. It's a light gray bat. 2-2. Breaking ball slips out of Lubier's hand high and away. 3-2 as the sun is now set. Lights have finally turned on to full effect. Thankfully not nearly as humid as it was just a couple of hours ago. Still not exactly comfortable. Makes it a far more bearable night. 3-2. Servideo swings and misses. Fastball up and away. Lubier gets him to chase. Second strikeout out of the pen for the righty as he tosses a 1-2-3 fifth. After five, it's Salem 3, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the Flock Shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to the tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds fan zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the sixth from Salisbury, it's Delmarva trailing Salem 3-1, and a TechNet called the bullpen kicks off the sixth inning for the Shorebirds. Hector Perez takes over for Connor Grady. After Grady, a very solid start, looked like things were about to go off the rails in the second or third inning. He's able to lock it back down. He ends up retiring the final eight that he sees tonight. He goes five innings, allows three runs, three hits, two walks, and ties a career high with seven strikeouts. Sadly, though, he's on the hook for what would be his sixth loss of the season. Hector Perez takes over for him in his third outing with the Shorebirds. His first pitch to Marcelo Meyer is blasted high in the air down the left field line, twisting towards the Shorebirds bullpen. It'll hit off the railing. Up and out of play for strike one. Everybody from the Shorebirds bullpen checking to see what that hit. Because initially, did that hit somebody? Or did that hit off a railing? Did that get off a railing or off a person? Looks like nobody knows an answer. Okay, so it was a railing. Everybody looking over there, the Shorebirds bullpen, trying to make sure everybody's okay. And thankfully, it looks like everybody is. That was really close. 0-1 on Meyer. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI double. The splitter from Lopez, or Perez rather, misses up and away for ball one. Perez from the stretch with nobody on. Here's the 1-1. And Meyer rolls it over, foul first base side. One ball, two strikes. Perez has yet to allow a run in his time with the Shorebirds now through four innings. Struck out seven, walked three. 26 years old. One, two. Meyer swings and barely scrapes to the backstop. Ball and two strikes. So unfortunately, now we actually can confirm that did come off a kid. Caromed right off a little girl's head, who thankfully is walking away from him. 1-2. Fastball misses up and away. Two balls, two strikes. And give a lot of credit to the Shorebirds bullpen that they reacted the way that they did. Unfortunately, we've had that already happen one other time this season. Here at home, I believe it was the Fredericksburg series. Line drive into the berm and hit somebody who was down for a while. 2-2. Meyer chops it to the backstop, stays alive. Still two balls, two strikes. Got her right on top of the noggin. Two and two on Meyer. Here's the pitch. Splitter misses down and in for ball three.
Perez working his way up Orioles system right now, was signed as a minor league free agent just about a month ago now after spending time in his Reds, Astros originally. 3-2 pitch. Meyer takes down the dirt ball. Forey works a free pass here to open up the sixth against Perez. That's the one thing Perez has struggled with, both in his time with the Shorebirds and prior to that, his extensive work in the minor leagues over the past 8 years, is the free pass. That's the fourth walk he's now allowed in four innings. Well, he has struck out seven and allowed just one hit this season. Brings up the cleanup man, Blaze Jordan. 0 for 2, he's fly to center and struck out swinging. Meyer at first, Lopez high sent the pitch. Chopped on the ground, down the third baseline, that's foul for strike one. And forgive me for saying Lopez again. For some reason, at the beginning of the season, the Shorebirds had a pitcher named Hector Lopez. And for some reason, I never split up the name Hector and Lopez. It was always just one full phrase to me. So every time I see Hector in front of me, I immediately say Lopez. So apologies to Hector Perez. 0-1 to Jordan. Swing and a miss. Got him with the splitter down low. No balls, two strikes. Jordan 0 for 2 here tonight. He's fly to center and struck out swinging. Middle infield on double play depth. Meyer leads away from first. Here's the pitch. Swung on and hit in the air out to right center field. Valdez on the run, still racing after it. Reaches out and can't bring it in. It goes to the wall. Meyer on his way to third. He's held up there. And Jordan on his way to second. The Red Sox rallying here to begin the frame. And at second and third with nobody out. Double for Jordan. Continues to amass a staggering amount of two base hits. That's his 23rd of the season. But now second and third and nobody out for Eduardo Lopez. And the Red Sox with a really good chance to open this game up. They already lead it 3-1. Shorebirds play the middle infield back. Corners come in left side. And the first pitch from Perez misses up and away for ball one. Lopez struck out his last time up. 1-0. It's down low. Two balls, no strikes. Perez just not getting too many offers on that splitter. It's typically his bread and butter. Perez was once upon a time a top 10 prospect within the Astros system. Now he steps off. Was traded from Houston to Toronto as part of the Roberto Osuna and Ken Giles trade back in 2018. Pitch. Swung on and grounded towards second on the backhand. Romero Fields going up the middle, sets his feet, throws low to first, but it's picked by Willems. Meyer comes in to score. Jordan goes to third. Eduardo Lopez, an RBI ground down. It's now Salem 4, Delmarva 1 here in the sixth. Chalk it up as an RBI for Lopez, his 14th of the season. Brings up Tyler Miller. Infield now comes fully in for the Shorebirds. With Jordan at third, the first pitch. Splitter on the outside corner for strike one. Miller 1 for 2. He singled back in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Left-handed hitter. Perez high set the pitch. Fastball rushes in on the outside corner at 95. No balls, two strikes. Oh and two on Miller. Jordan at third, one out. Here it comes. Splitter misses up and away. 1-2. One and two on Tyler Miller. Jordan at third, one out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with the splitter down. Big strikeout for Perez. Gets him the second out here in the frame. With two away, it'll be up to Brian Gonzalez to try to bring home another run for the Red Sox. They've been able to tally one. Eduardo Lopez, an RBI ground out, but now the infield can go back for the Shorebirds. With two away, Jordan still at third, and Brian Gonzalez, the DH, batting seventh, standing in. First pitch, fastball misses high at 95 for strike one. It's 1-0 on Gonzalez. Deep fly out to left his last time up. Perez kicks and deals. Splitter misses up high for ball two. Seen that splitter a couple of times already tonight for Perez. Get away from him. Stay up in the zone. Two-oh pitch. Splitter backs up onto the inside corner and actually backs Gonzalez out of the box. It spooked him so bad. Stands back in. He thought that pitch was off the edge. Corey Gerber doesn't think so. 2-1. And at third, two outs. Salem 4, Delmarva 1. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Just blew 96 by him. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Jordan at third. Perez the set. Down the hill, here he comes. Fastball is high and away. 95, missing the zone. 3-2. On deck, Jonathan Diaz. He's driven in two tonight with a double. Perez deals. And it swung on and skied into shallow left center. Left fielder Acevedo over. He's calling for it. He's under it. And he puts it away for the final out of the inning. But the Red Sox do tack on another. Eduardo Lopez, an RBI ground down. After 5.5, it's Salem now 4, Delmarva 3. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side. To care for, be there for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where you show how much we care. So much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field from the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bone. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom of the sixth coming up between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. A TechNet call of the bullpen leads us off, though, with the Red Sox leading the Shorebirds 4-1. Felix Cepeda relieves Blake Lins, allowing just two hits. Strikes out two. Two scoreless frames. Felix Cepeda, the righty, on into the game. And his first pitch to Noelbert Romero, his 95 hit on the hands for ball one. It'll wake me up here in the sixth for Noelbert. He's 0-2 tonight. Grounded back to the mound and struck out swinging. Cepeda the rock, the righty deals home, and the fastball is lined into left field. That falls for a base hit. Looked like it might hang up long enough for Miller to make a play, but he decided to play it on a hop, play it safe. And the Shorebirds have the leadoff man on here in the sixth. Actually, the first time tonight that the Shorebirds have gotten the leadoff man on. Brings up Steven Acevedo. Cepeda making his 16th outing in the season, his 14th out of the bullpen. 2-1 with a 7.43 ERA. The first pitch to Acevedo's a big swing and a miss for strike one. Cepeda in 26 and two-thirds innings has struck out 30 but walked 32. Ready comes set of the belt, 6-3, 170. The pitch, Romero runs, Acevedo swings and misses. The throw to second's on the money, and Romero caught stealing for the first out of the frame. Romero was able to swipe a base in last night's game, but this time Diaz throws him out. Noel Burt caught for the third time this season. It's now 0-2 on Acevedo. Here's the pitch. Fastball called, strike three. Outside corner, belt tie. And after the leadoff single, suddenly 2 outs and nobody on. It was supposed to be a hit and run with Acevedo on the 0-1 pitch where Romero ran. But Acevedo couldn't make contact. Romero hung out to dry. Now 2 outs, nobody on for Wilkin Grullo. Cepeda turns into his wind, the pitch. Fastball, belt tie, outside corner for strike one. Grullion has cooled off a little since the birds of the season, 4-for-8, 0-1. He swings and pops it up down the first baseline. Everybody converging, second baseman Bonassi calling for it, and in foul ground is able to put it away in shallow right for the final out of the inning. A leadoff single gets wasted away quickly. The Shorebirds just send the minimum to the plate. Here in the sixth, on to the seventh, it's Salem 4, Delmarva 1, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Six innings have come and gone between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox tonight. Salem 4, Delmarva 1. Game 2 of 6 here this week. Shorebirds trying to pick up back-to-back. It's the middle of May when they took 5 out of 6 from Fredericksburg, their longest winning streak of the season at 4. 8-9-1 due up for the Red Sox against Hector Perez. Gave up his first run of the year with the Shorebirds in the 6th after allowing the first two to reach. First pitch to Jonathan Diaz is a fastball and misses low for ball 1. Diaz responsible for half of the Red Sox runs tonight, a 2-run double back in the 2nd. It's 1-for-2. Perez, chin high set, the 1-0. Swung on and fouled out of play, third base side. And the count's 1-1. Perez here with the Shorebirds for a second week, a little bit surprisingly. Signed by the Orioles as a minor league free agent about a month ago, has spent better part of the past 4 years, 1-1. Splitter is up and away for ball two. The upper levels of the minors with each team that he was with, most recently the Reds, although he struggled a good deal between AA Chattanooga and AAA Louisville last year. 2-1. Fastball in off the corner. Diaz jackknifes off the edge, 3-1. And it was the free passes that really soured Cincinnati on Perez. 10 1/3 innings with Louisville last year, 3-1. Fastball finds the inside corner this time, it's 3-2. Perez ended up having a walk rate of just about 25%. Although he was striking out hitters at 25% too, that won't cut it. 3-2. Fastball just off the inside corner, and he walks the leadoff man here in the seventh. Same as he did in the sixth when he walked Meyer. Jordan then doubled, RBI ground out, brought in a run. Now man at first, and Darryl Bellin digs in. Bellin, right-handed batter. Struck out twice here tonight, and the first pitch is up and in. He spins out of the way. Splitter gets away from Perez, and Bellin hits the deck. Goes scrambling for his life. 1-0. A double play depth. Shorebirds down 4-1, top seven. The pitch. Back to the splitter, misses up and in. It's 2-0. Perez now at 32 pitches. Just 16 of them have been strikes, exactly 50%. The 2-0, cut on and missed. That fastball was up and in, but Bellin let it fly anyway. 2-1. Willems holds on the runner at first. That's Diaz, the catcher. Bellin batting ninth, has struck out twice tonight, both times against Grady. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball up and out of the zone. It's 2-2. Perez now mostly sitting 93 here in the inning. It's up to 95 in the last frame. Two balls, two strikes, the kick and the pitch. Fastball way high. Bellin not tempted even by that one. 3-2. See whether or not Diaz is off from first. Salem, a pretty aggressive running team. Ended up stealing four bags in last night's game. 3-2, runner stays put, and Bellin takes high, ball four. Back-to-back walks from Perez here in the seventh. A definitively less than ideal way to kick off the seventh. Lineup flips the top, and Edinson Paulino now. Leadoff man has gone 0-for-3 tonight. He's popped to second, grounded to second, and struck out swinging. But before he hits, meeting on the mound, pitching coach Joe Hamacher trots on out. He'll chat with Hector here, try to figure out what's going on. And I imagine this conversation is something along the lines of, you are somebody who has pitched in a major league game. Hector getting a cup of coffee with the Blue Jays back in 2020. Just let your stuff speak for itself. There's absolutely no reason why his just raw stuff, fastball and splitter, can't get him out at this level. So the meeting on the mound adjourned here. And Paulino ready to bat. Paulino came into the game hitting .246, a .786 OPS though. 23 doubles, 8 triples, 6 homers. More than half of his hits this season actually going for extra base hits. 37-70. First pitch to him. Splitter misses up and away for ball one. Paulino from the left side. First and second, nobody out. It's Salem 4, Delmarva 1, top of the seventh. And now Perez steps off. Broken bat flare on one hop to short. Servideo backs up. Fields flips to second. One. Romero tries to throw to first. Has it slip out of his hand. Goes all the way to the Salem dugout. Willems tracks it down. Paulino races up to second. He's safe there. It'll be a 6-4 fielder's choice out at second. Error on Romero, though, is I have no clue what happened there. Just never had the handle on the baseball. Not even sure if he makes a strong throw if he gets Paulino down the line anyways. As Servideo slow played that little flare out to short, I'm not sure if he could have been able to catch it had he tried to not back up on it. But instead, second and third now, one out, and the infield comes in again for Brenner Bonassi. First pitch, fastball, or splitter rather, misses up and away for ball one. Bonassi 0-2. Walked and scored in the third and then grounded to first in the first and fly to right his last time up in the fifth. Perez, letter high, set the pitch. Fastball misses just down and in for ball two. Looks like Hugo Beltran's second and third, one out. The pitch, it's ripped to straightaway center on a line. Valdez tracks it down, though, in medium deep center. Fires it back in, tagging and scoring from third, though, Diaz. Run comes in, and it's now 5-1 Salem on the sacrifice fly. So a second straight inning with a run off of Perez for the Red Sox, thanks to a productive out. The last inning, it was Eduardo Lopez with an RBI ground out. Here in the seventh, Bonacia sac fly to center. His 24th RBI of the season. Now just Paulino at second. Two outs and Marcelo Meyer due to hit. Meyer 1-for-2, walked and scored leading off the sixth and brought home a run in the third with a double. Left-handed batter. Perez the set, here it comes. Splitter misses up high for ball one. One ball, no strikes on Meyer. Perez deals home. And the splitter can't get the call this time. Outside corner. Just a little off the edge. 2-0. Perez, deep breath, here it comes. And Meyer, a big wave and a miss. Fastball, letter high. 2-1. Five-one Salem, top of the seventh. The pitch. Meyer takes in on his hands, lifted his arms out of the way to avoid getting hit. 2-1. Paulino at second, two outs, top of the seventh. Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 5-1, and Perez steps off again the second time in this at-bat. Meyer digs back in. Salem already up by four. 3-1. Another third walk of the inning, his fourth out of the bullpen. And at 46 pitches, this might be his final batter. It's the cleanup man, Blaze Jordan, coming in to hit. Doubled off of Perez to right center his last time up. Double here might break this game open. Salem 5, Delmarva 1, top of the 7th. 2 on, 2 out, the pitch. And Jordan swings and fouls it back over our heads in the press box. Strike 1. Oh and 1 on Jordan. Right on right matchup. And time called to the plate. Perez ready to go to work again. The 0-1. Splitter misses down low. One ball, one strike. Beltran continuing to toss out in the Shorebirds bullpen. So he should be ready to go whenever Perez needs to exit this game. Shorebirds hoping to get two out of him. Allowed a run in the sixth. Now one more here in the seventh. He's walked three in the frame, four total in his outing. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball misses down and away. Looked like another splitter. 2-1. Two on, two out. Salem 5, Delmarva 1. Here it comes. And Jordan rips it on the ground to short by the dive of Servideo and on into left, a base hit. Paulino stops at third as Acevedo gets it back in quickly. But the bases are loaded with two outs for Salem. And Hector Perez looks like he might be coming out of this game. Felipe Rojas Jr. on the top step, and now he makes his way out to the mound. An inning and two-thirds here out of the bullpen. He'll leave with the bases loaded and two outs here in the seventh. Hugo Beltran coming on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Be back in a minute. Shorebirds trail at 5-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care. TechNet called the bullpen here in the top of the seventh for the Shorebirds. Hector Lopez comes out of the game, replaced by Hugo Beltran. Perez goes just an inning and two thirds. Right now on the hook for two runs, both earned, two hits, four walks, one strikeout. But he is responsible for all three runners currently on. Base is loaded, two outs, and due up to hit Eduardo Lopez against Beltran. Hugo making his team leading 21st appearance of the season. 3-4 with a 3.23 ERA. 30 and two-thirds innings, has struck out 30 and walked 11. 21 years old, actually just turned 22 a couple of weeks ago. Barranquilla, Colombia native. 6-1, 190. Faces off against Lopez, a left-handed batter. Bases juice, two outs. Shorebirds trying to just stay in this game. Lopez 0 for 2 tonight with an RBI ground out his last time up. Here's the first pitch. Breaking ball at the knees, outside corner. A good first pitch from Beltran. So important to get ahead of the first batter you face out of the bullpen, especially with the bases loaded. Two outs, 5-1 Salem, top seven, the pitch. Breaking ball misses up and away, 1-1. Beltran, a long look in. Ball behind his back. Gets his sign. Comes to a letter high set. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and skied to shallow right center. Center fielder Valdez comes over, makes the call and the catch in the gap to retire Lopez. As Beltran comes on, strands the bases loaded, and gets the Shorebirds out of the frame with no more damage. A run comes in, though, for Salem on Rainer Bonassi's sack fly. On to the bottom of the seventh. Time to stretch. Shorebirds trail the Red Sox 5-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi, fans. This is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today, July 22nd through 25th, for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food and lights on the video board, Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Bottom half of the seventh, Opie had a good stretch. Creed Williams at the plate takes a called strike one from Felix Cepeda, with the Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 5-1. 0-1 to Williams, misses down and in for ball one. Williams 0-2 tonight is flied out to deep right center and popped out to third. Left-handed batter, 1-1 from Cepeda. Williams swings and blasts one. Deep right center. Bellin going back on the track. Reaches out. Can't make the play. One hops off the wall. Williams on his way into second. Stops there with a leadoff double here in the seventh. Baseball was hammered by Creed Williams. Over Bellin's head in right center. Deepest part of the yard. 1-0-1. Off the bat for Williams as he gets his third double of the season and leads off the frame in style. First extra base hit of the day for the Shorebirds, their fifth hit overall. Trailing the Red Sox 5-1 here in the last of the seventh. Luis Valdez now at the top of the order stands in. Switch hitter batting left in the first pitch. It's a fastball up and away from Cepeda for ball one. Valdez singled his last time up. Extended his hitting streak to 7 in a row. Here's the pitch. And Valdez swings and misses. Fastball in on his hands at 95. Strike one. Third baseman Paulino in on the grass, tight to the bag. Everybody else straight up on the infield. Cepeda the righty, set of the belt. Here it comes. And Valdez flies it out of play, out of left field side. 1-2. Shorebirds down 5-1, bottom seven. Williams at second after his leadoff double. Now Valdez steps out. Cepeda fired a scoreless sixth, allowed a leadoff single, but a caught stealing helped him just face the minimum in the frame. 1-2 pitch, and Valdez a weak tapper up the first base side, just barely able to stay alive. Shorebirds have had their struggles with runners in scoring position again tonight. Not too many opportunities, but just 1-for-4. They ended up stranding 7 aboard. Williams at second, nobody out. The 1-2 again, and Valdez pops it up. Down the third baseline towards the Shorebirds dugout. The third baseman, Paulino, calls for it. Puts the squeeze on it for the first down here in the frame. Williams has to stay put out at second. So one out, Willem still out at second, and Heston Kerstad comes to the plate. It's perfect on the night yet again. 1-for-1, 2 walks, and a run scored. Shorebirds down 5-1, bottom seven. Willem's at second, one out. Cepeda kicks and deals, and the fastball is way high for ball one. It's maybe one of the most impressive things that I've noticed about Kerstad to this point. Lack of swing and miss, and more so the lack of swing and miss on pitches out of the zone. 1-0. Fastball up and in. Kerstad jumps out of the way. 2-0. Very rarely do you catch Kerstad, A, swinging a pitch out of the zone, but B, you're lucky if you get him to swing and miss at it too. Head of the count, 2-0. Cepeda kicks and deals, and Kerstad fouls it back just late on 95. 2-1. Cepeda to the ready. Down the hill, here it comes. And Kerstad late on it, slashes it out of play, left field side. Count remains, or rather moves now, to 2-2. Williams at second after his leadoff double. 2-2. And Kuristan chops it on the ground to first. Coming in for it, Jordan Fields, and takes it to the bag himself. First baseman retires Kuristan for the second out here in the frame. Willems goes over to third. So Heston sent back to the bench empty-handed for the first time tonight. That brings up Elio Prado. Prado 0 for 2 has struck out looking and flat out to left with a walk sandwiched in between. Shorebirds running out of outs here tonight, down 5-1, the pitch. Breaking ball misses up high. Looked like it almost slipped out of Cepeda's hand a little. 1-0. Alejandro Mendez loosening out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Here's the pitch. And Prado swings and skies it. Shallow right down the line. Second baseman Banasi under it. And he puts it away for the final out of the inning. Shorebirds waste away. The Willems leadoff double. Strand them at third. After seven innings, it's Salem 5, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Independence Day, fireworks, ballpark, classics, and Shorebirds baseball. Nothing can get better than that. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Monday, July 4th for the biggest, greatest, and most unforgettable fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds Special Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros. Construction, Inc. Tickets are selling fast, so don't forget to save time. Buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Top of the eighth, Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox still 5-1. TechNet called the bullpen, kicks off the inning as Alejandro Mendez takes over for Hugo Beltran. Goes just a third of an inning, faces one batter, retires Eduardo Lopez on a flyout to shallow right center to strand the bases loaded in the seventh. Sign also completes Hector Perez's line as he gives up two runs over an inning and two thirds. But Mendez comes on tasked with the eighth here as 6-7-8 do up. Big right-handed pitcher, 6'5", 254 pounds. No record, a 9.74 ERA. 20 and a third innings, he's struck out 21, walked 27. 20 hits, 22 runs all earned. Opponents batting 260 against him. Mendez fastball and slider combo. His first pitch home to Tyler Miller is cut on and missed at 96 for strike one. Last time Mendez saw Salem was back on June the 18th. He threw two innings, allowing just one run on two hits, two walks, one strikeout, 0-1. Fastball misses up and away for ball one. Of late, three straight outings where he hasn't given up more than one run. From the belt, the 1-1. Breaking ball misses outside, 2-1. Last time out for Mendez, he threw an inning and two-thirds scoreless against Fredericksburg. That was when the Shorebirds got shellacked, 15-4. No runs, no hits, no walks, one strikeout. 2-1 to Miller. Two-seamer sinks down and away for ball three. Miller 1-for-3 tonight. He singled and scored back in the second. The 3-1. Fastball just off the inside corner. Grillon had to reach back across the plate, couldn't get the call. Ball four, and that's how the eighth inning begins. Third straight frame that a Shorebirds pitcher has started it off with a walk. Hector Perez didn't have his best control tonight, walking four. Gave up two runs. Now Brian Gonzalez, the hitter, and the first pitch from Mendez is a fastball up high for ball one. Righty getting loose out in the Red Sox bullpen. It looks like Maceo Campbell, their de facto closer, is what I'll call them. Departures of guys like Joey Stock from Salem bullpen. Now leave Campbell at the back end. The 1-0. Fastball misses down and away for ball two. Joey Stock, Jacob Webb no longer with Salem, now with High A Greenville. So that leaves Campbell, who has done a really good job out of the bullpen this year, as their true back-inning threat. 2-0 is ripped on the ground to short. Servideo dives, has it in the hole, throws to second, nowhere close. Taking off for third, there goes Miller. Willems backs it up, but doesn't have a play. A phenomenal play by Servideo in the hole at short, but he should have just held on to it. Tried to flip it kind of underhand to second. Throw was nowhere close to the bag. Miller takes third, heads up, E6. So Gonzalez safe at first. Sixth of the game for the Red Sox. Now men at the corners, nobody out for Jonathan Diaz. First pitch. Diaz breaks his bat on a flare the other way into shallow left. Servideo can't track it down as it's on into left to base hit. Trying for third. Here comes Gonzalez. He's safe ahead of the throw. Trying for second. There goes Diaz, and the throw there gets him. Wacky base running from the Red Sox. Gonzalez uber aggressive. Diaz follows suit, but he gets thrown out trying to take second. Give him credit for a single and an RBI. Gonzalez goes first to third, and it's now 6-1 Salem here in the eighth. Heads up by De Leon at third after he caught the ball. Gonzalez was safe, so he tried to rush it up to second. First pitch, Darryl Bellin's in for a strike. Miller scores. Now a man at third and one out for Darryl Bellin, the 9-0 hitter. Walked his last time up. He's 0-2. Right-on-right matchup. Shorebird's infield comes in, and the pitch is cut on and missed. Way out in front of a slider. Quick 0-2 hole. Bellin has struck out twice tonight. It's now Salem 6, Delmarva 1, top of the eighth. Here's the pitch. Chopped foul down the third base side. Bellin stays alive. Kind of surprised to see Mendez go back to the fastball there. First two sliders didn't really look like Bellin was all too interested in even trying to track them. No balls, two strikes. Mendez set at the belt, the pitch. Back to the slider, but it misses down and away. 1-2. Infield in for the Shorebirds, down by 5 in the 8th. The pitch, 7. Two balls, two strikes. Outfield straight away. Bellin taps the plate. Top of the order on deck now for the Red Sox. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses high. And from 0-2, we've now gone to 3-2. Salem slowly but surely extending their lead. 1 in the 6th, 1 in the 7th, 1 home here in the 8th. Man at third, one out, 3-2. And Bellin swings and misses. Mendez gets him with a fastball sinking down low. Big time for his first strikeout out of the pen. And with two away, the lineup flips to the top. And Edinson Paulino. Paulino 0-3 here tonight. First pitch from Mendez to him is a heater that misses outside for ball one. Paulino reached on a fielder's choice his last time up. Hits from the left side. Infield now back. Outfield straight away. Here's the 1-0. Big swing and a miss. 94. Paulino way out in front of it. Sitting on 97 instead. Closest thing to a changeup that Mendez will throw. 1-1. Breaking ball fouled back. Good one from Mendez. It's 1-2. And something pitch coach Joe Hallmacher has talked about with Mendez has been his willingness to use more of his arsenal in-game. It can be surprising how hard hit Mendez can get, but that's when he gets predictable. 1-2. Fastball misses outside, 2-2, and he goes back to that fastball again and again. Despite how hard he throws it and with how much life he throws it, if you know it's coming, suddenly you can time it. 2-2 on Paulino, man at third, two outs. Here it comes. It's down in the dirt. Grullion, a whale of a backhand pick, keeps it in front. Granier Bonacy on deck if we get that far in the inning. Three and two on Paulino. Mendez the set. Here it comes. It's down low. Ball four. Second walk of the inning allowed by Mendez. Puts men in the corners with two outs now for Brainerd Bonacy. Mendez now at 22 pitches here in the frame. Bonacy 0 for 3. Sack fly and an RBI his last time up. Looks at a first pitch. 95 on the outside corner. Strike one. Infield straight up. Willems holds on Paulino at first. He is a threat to run. He's swiped 14 bags. The pitch. Down and away. Gets straight by Grullion to the backstop. Coming home to score from third is Gonzalez on the passed ball. Up to second goes Paulino, and it's 7-1 Salem here in the eighth. So now a man out at second, two outs, two home in the inning for the Red Sox, now leading at 7-1. Mendez deals, and Bonacy swings and misses. 94, top of the zone. Ball and two strikes. Mendez trying to limit the damage here in the frame. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball is down and in. Two balls, two strikes. Marcelo Meyer on to 26 pitches. The pitch. And Bonacy sends a screamer back over the net, up into the sweet level. Pinballs around. And the count's even at 2-2. Two. 2-2 again. And Bonacy fouls it straight back again. Man, it's second, two outs. Here it comes. And Bonacy hits a screamer back to the mound. Fielded by Mendez. Reaches down. Flips it over to first. Retires Bonacy for the final out of the inning. Good quick reaction time by Mendez to end the inning. But Salem gets two more. And as we go to the bottom of the eighth, it's now Salem 7, Delmarva 1. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Independence Day, fireworks, ballpark classics, and Shorebirds baseball. Nothing can get better than that. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Monday's and most unforgettable fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds special Independence Day fireworks extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Tickets are selling fast, so don't forget to save time. Buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Bottom of the eighth here from Salisbury. It's Salem 7, Delmarva 1 after two more coming to score for the Red Sox in the top of the eighth. Maceo Campbell takes over on the Stecknet call to the bullpen. Here in the bottom of the eighth, fires a first pitch strike to Isaac De Leon, 4, 5, and 6, due up for the Shorebirds. De Leon, Servideo, and Romero here in the frame. The 0-1 to De Leon, it's a fastball just missing outside for ball one. Campbell, like we were mentioning, the top half of the inning has basically become the Red Sox de facto lockdown reliever. The back end of the bullpen. 1-1. De Leon swings and misses. 93 on the outside corner. It's 1-2. 4-1 in the season. A 2.67 ERA. Making his 20th appearance out of the pen. 30 in the third innings. He has struck out 38 and walked 19. Righty with a high set. The 1-2. And De Leon off the hands punches it out of play. Right field side. Stays alive at 1-2. Campbell was an undrafted free agent out of Longwood. Back in 2020. 6-1, 2-15. From the stretch with nobody on is 1-2. De Leon swings and misses. 94 just thrown straight by him. One gone here in the eighth. It's been a true team effort tonight for the Red Sox after Radice Sano went just an inning and two-thirds. Ryan Lucas an inning and a third. Blake Lubier, two scoreless innings. Felix Cepeda, two scoreless innings. Now Maceo Campbell on for the final two. First pitch to Anthony Servideo. 95 on the outside corner for strike one. Servideo 1-for-3 has brought home only run of the game for the Shorebirds. An RBI single in the third. One run on five hits for Sox. 0-1 misses down and in. Ball and a strike. Campbell just turned 23. 1-1 pitch. Fastball gets the call outside corner, belt high. Ball and two strikes. Servideo takes his time, digs back in, calls time. Let's try to control the clock himself here. Shorebirds offense has been stagnant tonight. Just one extra base. Say that was Creed Williams' double. Led off the seventh. 1-2. Fastball called strike three. A very delayed call from Corey Gerber. When Servideo caught looking. Back-to-back strikeouts for Campbell here to begin the eighth. Two outs, nobody on for Noelbert Romero. Singled his last time up and was then caught stealing. After leading off the sixth, first pitch, he swings out and skies it behind home. Catcher Diaz to the backstop, runs out of room. Actually lands in the concourse, a big hop up, a third hop up, and then down into the seats. Campbell with back-to-back strikeouts out of the bullpen here. Two outs, nobody on for Romero. Shorebirds down 7-1. And the 0-1's a breaking ball that just nabs the outside corner, 0-2. Nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Alejandro Mendez will be back out for the ninth. Campbell readies up, trying to strike out the side. The 0-2 is a breaking ball down low that actually hits the home plate umpire, Corey Gerber, on the left hand. It's the second time in a week that I and now the Shorebirds have seen a home plate umpire actually hit on the hand. Last week, Chris Janke was, and not to get too nitpicky on umpires, but it's the same technique that they teach catchers, which is hide your hand. Don't put your hand in a place where it can possibly be struck. It means either in between your legs or on the side of your hand, put it behind your leg. The pitch, fastball, just down and away. 2-2. Outfield straight away, infield straight up for Romero. Two outs, nobody on. Birds down 7-1 in the eighth. 2-2. Romero swings and lofts it high in the air to the center of the diamond. Shortstop Meyer calling for it on the infield grass, puts it away with one hand. And that does it for the Birds here in the eighth. Three up, three down, on to the ninth. It's Salem 7, Delmarva 1, here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Independence Day, fireworks, ballpark, classics, and Shorebirds baseball. Nothing can get better than that. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Monday, July 4th for the biggest, greatest, and most unforgettable fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds special Independence Day after the game presented by Spicer Bros. Construction, Inc. Tickets are selling fast, so don't forget to save time. Buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Top of the ninth here from Purdue Stadium. Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 7-1. Sam Jelinek here with you. It has been a relatively slow march to a 7-1 lead for the Red Sox. They've scored in each of the past three frames. They've led basically wire to wire here. Two runs in the second. Shorebirds got to 3-1. We were at that for a couple of innings. But one in the sixth, one in the seventh, two in the eighth for Salem. And they now lead comfortably 7-1. Marcelo Meyer leads it off against Alejandro Mendez, and the first pitch fastball sails high and away for ball one. Meyer's been on base three times tonight, one for two, an RBI double, two walks, run scored. 1-0. Meyer takes a fastball, sinks off the outside corner for ball two. Meyer, Jordan, and Lopez due up here in the ninth for the Red Sox against Mendez, gave up two in the eighth. 2-0. Meyer, a big swing and a miss, 95 tailing away from him. Two balls, one strike. Mendez a looking, comes set. Here's the 2-1. Breaking ball misses up and away, 3-1. Mendez walked two in the eighth, gave up two singles as well. Alejandro at 33 pitches, kicking off his second inning. 3-1. Meyer a big rip, fouls it back and out of play. Three balls, two strikes. Mendez loosens his arms, comes set, the 3-2. Mendez walks Meyer here to begin the ninth, and that is now the fourth straight inning. The Shorebirds have started it off with a walk. As they say, lead-off walks and errors will always come back to bite you. Each one of the lead-off free passes has come in to score. Man at first for Blaze Jordan, he's 2-for-4. First pitch. This is outside with fastball, 1-0. Jordan started off the game actually 0-for-2, then doubled off of Perez, then singled off of him. Final batter he faced in the seventh, 1-0. Jordan waves away at a slider. Outside corner, 1-1. Middle infield at double play depth. Meyer at first, nobody out. The pitch. Breaking ball floats in high at 74. 2-1. Shorebirds, barring a miraculous ninth inning comeback, have to try to reset tomorrow. 2-1. Jordan brushed off the inside corner by a fastball. 3-1. Davey Cruz will be on the mound tomorrow for the Shorebirds. Trying to follow up five scoreless innings last week against Fredericksburg. He was just stellar. 3-1. It's down low. Ball four. Back-to-back walks from Mendez here to begin the ninth. And pitching coach Joe Hallmacher, I think, about to make a visit. It'll be Davey Cruz of the Shorebirds taking a sterling 1.13 ERA to the bump against Wickelman Gonzalez for the Red Sox. He's 3-2 with a 4.50 ERA. First pitch to Eduardo Lopez is on the outside corner for strike one, so Hallmacher stays put in the dugout for now. A little surprised. Mendez at 40 pitches. Walked the first two to begin the ninth. Pitch. Swung on and skied by Eduardo Lopez in front of the Shorebirds dugout, third base side. It'll just arc over the net into the seats. On one hop, a kid literally brings it down with him to the ground. Throws his hands up all excited. I mean, he did catch it on the bounce. Let's not go crazy here. Oh, one pitch. And this ball is ripped into right. Kerstad towards the alley. The right fielder able to reel it in. Tagging from second, heading towards third. The runner and the throw cut off as Meyer makes it to third without a play. Lopez lines out to right. He falls to 0-4 tonight with an RBI. And now men at first and third with one out for Tyler Miller. Miller 1-for-3. Singled, scored back in the second, walked and scored to lead off the eighth. Second time through the order now for Mendez. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball tailing away from the left-handed batter. Mendez able to throw it just by him. 0-1. Middle infield at double play depth. Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 7-1, top of the ninth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Two-seamer down again by Mendez. It's 0-2. This is the Mendez that can just be so tantalizing. Seems like it's just within arm's length. Just out of his grasp. 0-2. Fastball called strike three. Picture perfect. Outside corner. Mendez carves the edge. Second out here in the ninth. But it's that right there that will keep Alejandro Mendez in baseball for as long as he wants to. He'll have second chances, third chances, fourth, fifth, sixth, whatever. So long as he throws 95-plus with insane movement. First pitch to Brian Gonzalez is up and in for ball one. There will be somebody willing to give him a chance. And the Orioles want to be that team that gives him that chance that ends up working out. Gonzalez at the plate, 1-for-4. Swings at the 1-0, chops it into the hole. That short Servideo glove stutters for a moment. Gets rid of the ball in time to fourth and end the inning. Mendez with a scoreless ninth. First time the Red Sox have been held off the board since the fifth. On to the bottom of the ninth. Shorebirds need six to tie it, seven to win. It's Salem 7, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Last chance for the Shorebirds on to the bottom of the ninth. It's Salem 7, Delmarva 1. 7-8-9 due up with Shorebirds against Maceo Campbell, who set down the side in order in the eighth. Shorebirds just 5 hits tonight, 4 of them singles. Steven Acevedo leads it off, and the first pitch from Campbell to him is outside for ball 1. Acevedo 0-for-3. He struck out 3 times by 3 different pitchers. Campbell trying to make him number 4, 1-0. Fastball misses down and away for ball 2. Campbell struck out the first 2 he faced in the 8th. Shorebirds trying to avoid a tough loss here after a thrilling win back on Monday. 2-0. Spiked in by Campbell. Says command. Nowhere to be found here to begin the 9th. Three and zero on Acevedo. The pitch, fastball misses down and away for ball 4. Pitch was close. Surprised Campbell didn't get that call. But Acevedo walks to begin the inning, and that brings up Wilkin Grullion, the 8-hole hitting catcher. Grullion 0-for-2 has struck out swinging, popped out to second in foul grounds, and walked. Acevedo not being held on at first. Jordan back of the bag. Campbell the stretch. Here's the pitch. And Grullion off the end of the bat. Shoots it foul. First base side. 0-1. Grullion points back to the dugout. Says, yeah, I'm going to need a new piece of lumber. New bat delivered to Grullion here. Nobody out. Bottom 9. Salem looking to avenge a series opening walk-off loss. Shorebirds only have 2 walk-off wins this season, and both of them have come against Salem. Shorebirds and Red Sox have really played some entertaining games here over the past 2 years. 0-1. Grullion chops it to the backstop. A nice one-hand snag by Creed Willems. Gets a round of applause. Don't play it that cool. So 0-2 on Grullion. Right-handed batter, Campbell high set. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on a breaking ball down and away. Diaz blocks it to keep it in front. Grullion down on strikes. That's 3 punch outs for Campbell out of the bullpen. Brings up Creed Willems. He has the only extra base hit of the game for the Shorebirds. A leadoff double back in the 7th. That's when this game was still within 1. It's 4-1 at the time. Shorebirds still haven't scored since the 3rd. First pitch. Willems swings and lofts it in the air, spiraling out of play, left field side. Strike 1. Willems has Acevedo at first, 1 out, last in the 9th. Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 7-1. 0-1. Willems takes, little off-speed pitch is low of the zone, 1-1. Shorebirds have stranded 8 runners on tonight, gone just 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position, 1-0, fastball missing in off the black for ball 2. Well, on the same token, Salem has left a ton of meat on the bone. They are 3-for-17 with runners in scoring position tonight. Stranded 9 themselves. 2-1. Willems gets under 1 and sends it out of play. Left field side. Count stays at 2-2. Luis Valdez, the top of the order, due up next. Two two. Misses down and in with a slider. Counts full.
Not a whole lot of pressure here on Campbell. He walked Acevedo on four pitches to start the inning. Then struck out Grullón, now 3-2 on Willems. Acevedo leads away from first. Here it comes. And Willems rips it down the first baseline. That's in for a base hit heading towards the corner. Cut off by the right fielder Bellin, going first to third Acevedo. Throw goes back into second. Two-hit game for Creed Willems. Maybe instill a little bit of confidence into him. He had really been struggling as of late. His average had fallen below 140. Now a multi-hit game. It's his first time with about 2 weeks ago against Lynchburg here at home. On the 25th, he had a two-hit game. It's his fifth multi-hit game of the season. So men at first and third, one out for Luis Valdez. Shorebirds down 7-1, last of the ninth. Valdez switch hitter batting left. He's 1-for-4. Takes the first pitch up high for ball one. One oh. Fastball's down the middle, belt high. Ball into strike. Crowd has thinned down a little bit as the night's worn on, but now a very comfortable mid-70 degrees. 1-1 pitch. Pitch runs outside. Maybe a little changeup from Campbell. That was at 88 there, either that or a two-seamer. 2-1. Walked Acevedo to begin the frame. Willems singled. Shorebirds with some life here in the last of the night. The pitch. Valdez takes down low for ball three. Feels like the Shorebirds have made a pretty consistent habit of when games get late, especially down 7-1, 9-2, things like that, putting up a good fight in the ninth. 3-1. Valdez shoots it out of play, left field side. Count moves to full. On the season, Shorebirds have outscored their opponents 32-23 in the ninth. And obviously, most of that has come while the Shorebirds are trailing. Think back to that series against Charleston. Shorebirds had a couple of late comebacks. 3-2. Valdez a little nubber out in front of the plate. Campbell off the mound, fields it, picks it up, throws to first, not nearly in time. Valdez beats it out with ease. Acevedo stays put at third, and that's a really smart play by Acevedo. Knowing that his run means diddly squat, the Shorebirds got to score six of them anyways. Whether or not he can score on that play isn't the point. Making sure you don't give up an out is. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Nick Green, with Heston Kerstad coming to the plate, and sudden Salem's palms sweat just a little. Valdez with a second straight two-hit game as well. It's 2-for-5, and now Kerstad, the base is loaded and one out. Tying run in the hole for the Shorebirds, still a ways away, but got to start somewhere. If nothing else, it's always fun to see Heston Kerstad bat with the bases loaded. He was, and I think everybody in the ballpark, was extremely disappointed that he wasn't the one to get the chance to walk it off back on Monday. Smart move by Salem, of course. First pitch to him. Kerstad takes a breaking ball in at the knees for strike one. As the Shorebirds dugout starts barking at Corey Gerber, the home plate umpire. And I think Kerstad's getting warned by Gerber there. Birds dugout still barking at Gerber. Back to the action. Shorebirds not going down, both metaphorically and literally, without a fight. 0-1. Kerstad swings, rips it down the right field line. That's in for a base hit, and it goes to the wall. Acevedo scores. Here comes Willems. Valdez flies around third. He scores. It's a bases-clearing double for Heston Kerstad, and the Shorebirds cut it to a 7-4 game here in the ninth. Who cares about the call when you rip it down the right field line? Kerstad does it himself, clears the bases, and now the tying runs in the on-deck circle for the Shorebirds. Kerstad's now driven in 15 on the season. Another multi-hit game. Now Elio Prado, the first pitch. It's a fastball low for ball one. Shorebirds mounted a similarly furious comeback against Salem in the final game of that series back in. 1-0. Prado takes off the outside corner for ball two. Two and zero on Prado. He's 0-3 tonight. Right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. It's just inside. 3-0, and Campbell a pitch away from bringing the tying run to the plate here in the ninth. And Luis Gonzalez, who got tagged with the loss back on Monday, is starting to loosen out in the bullpen. 3-0 from Campbell to Prado. Here it is. Right down the middle for strike one. Isaac De Leon on deck. He homered back on Monday. Just keep the line moving. 3-1. Prado hits it in the air deep down the right field line, but that'll slice foul out of play as well. It's 3-2. In rallies like this, things start to become real once the tying runs on the on-deck circle. Once the tying run comes to the plate, then that's when you know you're in trouble. And the Shorebirds get it there. 3-2 on Prado. Kerstedt at second. The pitch. Up and in, but Prado can't lay off. Little half-hearted swing. Campbell gets him to chase for the second out of the inning. Fourth strikeout for Campbell, who's now at 41 pitches. That brings up Isaac De Leon. Final hope for the Shorebirds. 2 outs, last of the ninth. Red Sox 7, Shorebirds 4. Heston Kerstad, a 3-run double, pulling the Shorebirds to within 3 here in the ninth. De Leon 0-2 tonight with 2 walks. He leads the Carolina League in free passes. First pitch. Breaking ball misses low. Looked like Diaz and Campbell were crossed up a little there. One-zero pitch. Misses down low, a changeup. Ball two. Remember, Guerrero out in the bullpen. Should he come into this game, he was also the one who blew the save chance against the Shorebirds back in Salem as well. De Leon trying to keep it going. 2 outs, bottom nine. The pitch. He swings, fouls it back just under us in the press box. 2-1. Salem 7, Delmarva 4, last in the ninth. Kerstad at second, 2 outs. Shorebirds have put the tying run in the on-deck circle. Here's the 2-1. And De Leon swings and hits in the air to deep right center. Outfielder's going back in the gap. It one hops on the warning track and over the wall. It's a ground rule double for Isaac De Leon. Kerstad scores, and it's a 2-run game. Tying run coming to the plate, and it won't be against Maceo Campbell. Luis Guerrero's coming on, and Anthony Servidio will face him. Representing the tying run when we return. Shorebirds have scored 4 in the ninth. TechNet called the bullpen here in a 2-run game. Be back in a minute here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi, fans. This is Sam Gellinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellinick on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Stop.
still in the bottom of the ninth. It's now Salem 5, Salem 7, Delmarva 5. Shorebirds have scored 4 in the frame to bring the tying run to the plate with 2 outs as Luis Guerrero comes on the tech net called the bullpen to replace Maceo Campbell, who in an inning and 2/3 has allowed 4 runs and is still responsible for De Leon out at second. And Luis Guerrero, who the Shorebirds walked it off on back on Monday, will try to lock down the save. On the season, Guerrero making his 9th appearance. He's 1-2 with a 7.27 ERA, 2-for-3 in save chances. The one that he blew was against the Shorebirds. A couple of weeks ago back in Salem, Shorebirds scored 4 off of him in the 9th. Take an 11-10 lead. The Shorebirds would lose it, though, 12-11. First pitch to Servideo is a fastball up high at 97 for ball 1. Guerrero, 6-foot, 215-pound ready, flamethrower. Servideo at the plate, 1-for-4, hit his first career homer yesterday. 1-0. Servideo, a check swing, but he went around. Fastball up and out of the zone, 1-1. Trying to find a fastball to ambush here. And maybe bring this miraculous comeback to a head. Tying run at the plate, the 1-1. Servideo, a big swing, fouls it off into the mid of Diaz, 1-2, and the Shorebirds down to their final strike. Servideo started the Shorebirds scoring back in the 3rd with an RBI single. Struck out 3 times, though. Fastball misses up and away for ball 2, and De Leon has to be careful, even though the infielders aren't paying him too much mind. He's about halfway in between 2nd and 3rd. You cannot get picked off here to end the game. 2-2 on Servideo. Tying run at the plate. Here's the 2-2. Servideo takes up and in, ball 3. On deck, Noelbert Romero would be the 9th man to hit here in the 9th. 3-2 on Servideo. Shorebirds down 2. De Leon at 2nd, 2 outs, bottom 9. The 3-2 pitch. Servideo takes a called strike 3. And Servideo livid with the call. That's how the ball game ends. The Shorebirds score 4 in the 9th, but strand the tying run at the plate to end this ball game. Shorebirds showed a great amount of fight. It comes up just short as Salem evens the series at a game apiece. Final score of 7-5. We'll go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, hit you with the Shorebirds post-game show, totals and a recap. Your final score here tonight from Salem, or from Salisbury, beg your pardon. It's Salem 7, Delmarva 5. Back with totals and a recap in a minute. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Welcome back to Purdue Stadium. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Your final score tonight, it's the Salem Red Sox 7 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 5. Sam Jelinek here with you. Tough loss for the Shorebirds. Just after how Monday played out, and then also today, getting that comeback chance in the ninth, seeing it fall just mere inches short. Well, relatively overall good for morale to complete the job here tonight. The Shorebirds procrastinated just a little bit too long, but nearly pull it off in the ninth. Come just a little bit short here against Salem. Tonight as the series gets evened at a game apiece. Let's walk you through how this one happened tonight. Scoring was started by Salem in the third inning. Marcelo Meyer with an RBI double. Broke it open for, or rather, two-run double for Jonathan Diaz in the second. Started the scoring here in this one with Marcelo Meyer adding an RBI double in the third to make it 3-0 Salem. At that point, Shorebirds finally got on the board in the bottom of the third, an RBI single for Anthony Servideo. Shorebirds, though, left the bases loaded in the third, and that was kind of a recurring theme the rest of the way. Shorebirds didn't have too many chances, but even when they did, weren't able to fully capitalize on what they saw in front of them. Salem methodically kept on adding runs throughout the game. They scored one in the sixth, one in the seventh, and two in the eighth to expand their lead. RBI singles throughout for that one, as it was an RBI groundout for Eduardo Lopez in the sixth, sack fly for Brandon Bonassi in the seventh, and then in the eighth, Jonathan Diaz, another RBI. This RBI single gave him three RBIs total in the game with a pass ball, while also scoring Brian Gonzalez. Then the Shorebirds, they waited till the last minute and nearly turned in the assignment on time. Against Maceo Campbell, Shorebirds were able to get four runs on the board. Loaded the bases with one out for Heston Kerstad. A bases clearing double. Brought in three, made it three-run game. Isaac De Leon then doubled him in to make it a two-run game, bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Anthony Servideo, but he was called out on strikes on a pitch that looked like it was maybe just off the outside corner, maybe wasn't. Only person's opinion that mattered was Corey Gerber, and he said that it caught the edge, so the Shorebirds, with Servideo being rung up looking, lost the game by a final 7-5. Final line score in this one for Salem, 7 runs, 7 hits, no errors, they strand 9. Delmarva, 5 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors, they strand 9 as well. Blake Loubier picks up the win. He improves to 1-1 on the season as he throws 2 scoreless innings, 2 hits, no walks, to Sher Connor tonight because he pitched perfectly well. 5 innings, 3 runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, and 7 strikeouts. But not good enough tonight as hands him his 6th loss of the season. He's now 3-6. Here on the year. Luis Guerrero picks up the save for the Red Sox. A little bit of revenge extracted by him as he had blown his last save against the Shorebirds. Faces one batter, strikes him out to pick up his 3rd save of the season. Started at 7:04, we finished at 9:59. Time of game, 2 hours and 55 minutes in front of 2,224 here on Wednesday, July the 6th. At Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. With the win, Salem improves to 41-36 in the season. They're 6-5 in the second half, now 19-19 on the road, snapping a 2-game skid. Delmarva now 23-53, back to 30 games under 500, 2-9 in the second half. They are 12-22 here at home and are unable to pick up back-to-back wins over the Red Sox. Let's go ahead and take a look at some scoreboards that we didn't get to in-game. First, the Carolina League. Fayetteville, a 3-2 win over Down East. They score a run in the bottom of the eighth to take a 3-2 lead. Kannapolis, a 6-1 win over Carolina. Jackson Churio, new top 50 prospects for the Mudcats, hit his 10th homer of the season. Lynchburg snaps Fredericksburg's 8-game winning streak with a 5-1 win, although Steven Williams hit his second homer of the season for the Fred Nats. Myrtle Beach, 11-3 winners over Columbia. The Fireflies' 8-game winning streak themselves comes to a close. River Town did hit his 10th homer of the season in the loss. Charleston, a 5-4 win over Augusta, walk-off style. After they blow the lead in the top of the ninth, Charleston comes back with a run in the last of the ninth to win it 5-4. Those are your scores in the Carolina League, and now on to Birdland. First up is the Big League Birds, as the Orioles wrapping their series right now. Going up against the Texas Rangers, and has that already gone final? It has. The Orioles, thanks to a great bullpen performance, win it 2-1. Picks up his second win of the season. Orioles get two runs in the second. Ryan McKenna singling, and error by Corey Seager at short brings in two runs. And then Jorge Lopez able to bounce back for his 14th save of the season after blowing his prior two. Other Birdland scores for you. Brooklyn doubles up Aberdeen 4-2 as Daniel Fetterman gets activated off the IL. Pitches well, however not well enough, in a 4-2 loss. Bowie, 5-4 winners over Somerset. Colton Cowser, his second homer of the season at the AA level. Drew Rahm, his fifth win. And Norfolk, a 6-1 win over Jacksonville as Ryland Bannon hits his 10th homer of the season. D.L. Hall, 14 strikeouts, a career high in the win. Those are all the scores and people and places that you care about. So let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. 7:05, first pitch again. Your starting pitching matchup. It's Davey Cruz on the mound for the Shorebirds. They'll go up against Wickelman Gonzalez. For the Red Sox, Cruz, no record, a 1.13 ERA. Gonzalez, 3-2 with a 4.50 ERA here this season. 7:05 first pitch. We'll talk to you at 6:50 for the pregame show. That'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's contest. Big thanks to everybody here from Purdue Stadium that helps put on this crazy show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow, your final score one more time. It's Salem Red Sox 7 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 5. Shorebirds score 4 in the ninth, bring the tying run to the plate, but come up just short in their comeback bid, as they're unable to pick up back-to-back wins over the Red Sox. Till tomorrow at 6:50, I'll talk to you then. I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.